going, y'all? 97.5 The Fanatic, 6 o'clock on this Monday, which is Fan Fest week here on The Fanatic as we broadcast from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast. I'm Devon Gibbons with you until 9 o'clock tonight. Benny Odita producing the show. And we hope you had a good weekend. There's a lot of rain and stuff, but for the most part, I hope you were able to squeeze in some good times with your folks and your friends, family, the whole deal, and had a solid weekend. And whether it was baseball and people being upset that the Phillies lost the series to the Mets, or the NFL where you watched and this NFL helmet rule is still in play, whatever it is, I know you were watching it, keeping up on the birds and the updates, and now Carson Wentz is doing things back 11 on 11. People are back. See, this is the whole thing. When we start talking about Carson Wentz and Nick Foles and what's going to happen and who's going to be there for week one, we talk about it one day, and then the next week, because it's still 4 weeks away, we're changing our minds. It's ever-evolving, and you still have two preseason games, one against the Browns this Thursday, where everybody's up in arms and what's going to happen? We're talking about Vitae and should he be out there on the left side if Nick Foles has to play? Should Nick Foles play because Vitae can't block? There's all kinds of stuff that is going on. But the helmet rule is still taking over the conversation right now because it's happening in every single preseason game, whether it's the Cardinals, the Eagles, the Jaguars, wherever it might be, there's something that we all point to and say, what in the world is going on? I'm looking at one right now from Field Yates with the Jaguars and the Vikings, and coming off of a blitz real fast, get to the quarterback, clean sack, and they throw a flag because, again, he lowered his helmet. Didn't touch him with the helmet, really, but he lowered his helmet. This thing is going to go a long way throughout the year. The adjustments, Richard Sherman is talking about it with the adjustments and how it's easier to say that you're going to make an adjustment overall as a tackler, but it's not that easy to do. This is going to be a big deal. So what I wanted to talk to you guys about, first of all, is we're still going to watch the game. The people who call in and say, I'm not watching the game, the flags are going to ruin it, I'm stepping away. Well, number one, you are watching the game because you're at least going to watch your team. You're going to watch your team. Maybe you bail on the other stuff, but you are going to watch your team. I know it. You know it. Okay. I get the frustration, though. When you look at this new rule and how it's challenging overall the fan base, the fandom, as to how you're going to view the game, how you may have to stop watching the Patriots and Chiefs because you never know how things are going to turn out. You'll watch the Eagles and the Vikings because you have to, but you won't watch the Patriots and the Chiefs, even though that's a good game. The rules here is going to be a problem. Then you go, let's just say the NBA and the rules that they have. For the most part, the experience of watching an NBA game is pretty good. It's fast-paced. You know who the players are. It's geared towards the stars. The officials basically let the players play and dictate the play of the game. A lot of times, fans also say, yeah, I really don't pay attention to the NBA until the fourth quarter, final few minutes of the fourth quarter, because that's when it's really going to be money time. The players dictate things. It's a fun sport overall. And if you have a star, you're really into it. Now, the drawback of that is, if you don't have a star, let's say the Sixers a few years ago when it was the 41 team with Iguodala and people weren't really feeling him. You like Lou Williams, but not enough. The same with Drew Holiday, on and on and on. Then you get to the teams where, in the rebuild, not a good watch. You like watching the stars that come in, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors, LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers or the Miami Heat at that time. You like watching it. The overall experience is good for that reason. But there are pluses and minuses to it. The same with this NFL new rule. That's a minus, but overall, the NFL game is still a very good product. You get to baseball. It's slow. But someone like Andrew Sauchunas, who's a big baseball fan, is going to watch the game because it's a strategic thing that he likes to look at. Same with Tyler Zuli. They'll watch the strategy of the whole thing of the Major League Baseball game, even though it's slow. but be able to enjoy it because they, again, understand certain things, the nuances of the game that they find enjoyable. The drawback, it's slow. The drawback, you may not know players like you used to because the stars are not necessarily as prevalent as they once were when you were growing up watching the game. The umpires might call a certain game and tick you off because the strike zone is wide this way. The strike zone is not wide the next one for this different Joe West type of umpire. Then you get to hockey and there are pluses and minuses. It's a fast-paced game. You like it. You enjoy it. The rules, it's easy to follow. Overall, that when they always say when you get to the playoffs in one sport, the one sport that you know the eight can beat the one, it's in the NHL. It's a fun sport to watch. Not enough credit overall for how much fun of a sport it is, the NHL. Not many drawbacks except for it's hockey and everybody's just not into it. So with this new NFL rule, wanted to talk to you guys about it. The new NFL rule, we talk about the helmet rule where it's a 15-yard penalty if you lower your head. We've seen it a bunch of times since things have gotten started with the preseason. And it's becoming a problem for the fans to enjoy it and watch it. Of the four major sports, and now with this 15-yard penalty in the NFL, with this lower the helmet rule, you get why they are throwing the flags the way they are. You don't like it because it's taken away how you fell in love with the game. Of the four major sports, what's the most enjoyable overall sports experience for you across the board? We know NFL is king in sports. But again, just something like this is really challenging the fandom of a lot of people where they are saying, I am going to back off. But in the NBA, even if you don't like the three-pointers when you pull up instead of going to the basket for a layup, the long, deep three-pointers can pull you in as a fan because you're saying, my goodness, how did he just pull up from 32 feet and drill that? Or how did he do it the next time and drill that? Or in the NHL, where they'll do some slick stuff with the hockey stick and the puck and all kinds of weird stuff. And you're like, man, how did he do that? I can't do that. The athleticism, the acrobatics, the skill level of these players, it's amazing. And the fact that you can hit a baseball that way, 400 plus feet, and you're sitting there like, man, I wish I can do that. And you have to make sure you stand in front of the television with Ryan Howard before you have to go to the bathroom, because Ryan Howard is about to rock one. He's up at the plate. And right now, currently for the Phillies, it's Reese Hoskins, and you think he's going to knock one out of the park, and you can't walk away from the TV because that experience, you enjoy that experience. But it's being challenged in the NFL right now, where we can watch Carson Wentz thread the needle to Alshon Jeffrey down the middle, or hit Torrey Smith last season down the sideline, or a seam route where he runs right past his defender and a safety at the same time, and you love it. But right now with this 15-yard penalty, fan bases are being challenged in terms of what they are going to watch with the NFL and being able to enjoy the sport. I'm going to watch it. I know I am. I'm going to maybe smack the couch in frustration, yell to my wife, what is going on? Yell to my daughter, did you see that? Dad, well, I'm not paying attention to that. But the whole point is, it's, what are they doing? Right? It's ruining the experience. But then again, is it? Of the four major sports, which one is the most enjoyable overall experience for you across the board? Whether it be, again, the players, the officiating, the listening to the broadcasters in the arena, the whole deal, everything on the table, 610-632-0975. And the other thing that we wanted to talk about on the side as we discuss the new helmet rule in the NFL and the most enjoyable experience of watching sports right now for you, Marcus Smith, who was drafted by the Philadelphia Eagles 26th overall in 2014. And most of us questioned it as Eagle watchers in this town, thinking, what in the world are they doing drafting this guy? They reached. All right? It didn't work out. Played for the Seattle Seahawks last year. It did not work out for him now. They let him go. He has now moved on, and he's contemplating retirement from the NFL because he just can't cut it, it doesn't seem, in the NFL, right? Cannot cut it. So, with that, he's been a bust. Not that we wanted them to draft. Again, we questioned it when it happened. He was a bust in the NFL, a draft pick for the Philadelphia Eagles. So, of all the draft picks in this town, whether it be football, baseball, hockey, basketball, what's the one that stood out for you that frustrates you the most? Maybe bust potential, or however you want to term it. What's the one that really gets under your skin still as a Philadelphia fan now that Marcus Smith is no longer in the league, released by the Eagles, and cut just August 17th, a couple of days ago, by the Seattle Seahawks, no longer in the NFL, is Marcus Smith. 610-632-0975. I will never, ever get over the fact that, and I hate to say it, when it comes to this man being drafted, I'm going to go basketball. A lot of people will say, Devine, you're going to go basketball. You're doggone right, I'm going basketball. He was drafted in 1993 by the Philadelphia 76ers. Pick number 2 overall by the Sixers. And his name is Sean Bradley. I will never get over that one. Bust potential all around. Yes, he played a number of years in the NBA just because he was tall. Okay? Just because he was tall. Which is why he was drafted 2nd overall by the NBA, Philadelphia 76ers, because he was tall. Therefore, leaving on the board, Anthony Penny Hardaway. And whether or not they would have traded Anthony Penny Hardaway to the Golden State Warriors, I mean to the Orlando Magic, for Chris Webber, either way, you would have had a great talent with the 76ers to build from at that time in 1993. Jim Lynham, the general manager at that time, drafted Sean Bradley over Anthony Penny Hardaway. It could have been Penny or Webber. Either one. If they would have executed that trade still, it would have been Penny or Webber. They chose Sean Bradley. So, when you call in to talk about the most enjoyable sports experience of the 4 major sports, again, with the new helmet rule and people being frustrated with it and questioning if they're going to watch the football game anymore outside of the Eagles, when you call in to tell us, what's your favorite, most enjoyable experience across the board in sports right now is, mine is basketball because I just love the up and down nature, the open style of it, the athleticism that they display on the floor, the officials that let them play, and the coaches, they really don't get involved too much. It's all good. The players really dictate how things go. Basketball is number one for me. Don't sleep on hockey. That's a fun watch. Give us also your number one overall draft pick. I guess that's basically a bust. 610-632-0975. And that's because Marcus Smith drafted 26th overall in the 2014 NFL draft by the Philadelphia Eagles. We didn't want him in the first place. Now the Seattle Seahawks don't want him. He is currently unemployed in the NFL. That was even though it was 26, that was a bust pick. Give us a bust pick, number one on your list as a fan in Philadelphia. 610-632-0975. Again, Devon Givens with you until 9 o'clock here on the Fanatic. Benny Odita producing the show. And again, 610-632-0975. Most enjoyable sport to watch right now across the board, now that the NFL and their new helmet rule is challenging you as a fan. 610-632-0975. Ben in Plymouth Meeting starts us off tonight here on the Fanatic. Hey, Ben.
Hey, my man. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, thanks for making it, man.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah, about that helmet rule. I kind of like the helmet rule because I think of Cam Chancellor. And I used to enjoy him, even though he was with the Seahawks. I used to enjoy seeing him play.
No question.
And his season, I mean, his career ended early. because he was leading with his helmet, making those big hits with his helmet. But I'm just not understanding what they're saying as far as you lower your helmet, but you lead with your shoulder, it's still a penalty, or if you lower your helmet and lead with your helmet, it's a penalty.
Yeah, and they've been inconsistent with it, Ben, in the league right now. As we watch it as an experienced fan base, we watch it, we think we know the sport, right, Ben? And then right. They give you this and say, okay, they tell you one thing, but one official is calling it another. It's just so up in the air that we can't even sit there and enjoy it as a fan.
Right.
I mean, listen, Malcolm Jenkins leads with his shoulder, bends right. his head down because that's what you do to really kind of get that impact to deliver the blow, and you get a flag. The same with Rodney McLeod as he goes for the tackle with the running back who also lowers his head. And a couple of years ago, Ben, they said if the runner lowers their head, they're going to call the flag. So which is it?
Yeah, that's crazy. That's going to be crazy to officiate as well.
Is it going to stop you from watching the game, though?
It's not going to stop me.
It's not going to stop me either, but it will be frustrating at times, and it's something that we now are trying to figure out overall. Ben, what did you have on the Birds also?
Oh, the Birds?
Yes.
As far as the Eagles? As far as the team, I think they have a good shot. I know we're winning the NFC championship, and we're set up. My prediction for the Eagles, after winning last year, I said we can win three in the next 10 years.
I mean, that's...
Yeah, so
that's,
we got the one. Uh-huh. Now, this year, we're in position because, you know, we have the chemistry and the people in place. We got Peterson and all the front office staff and Wentz. We're set.
Got you. And real fast, I know you got on before I gave out the side topic. Do you have a biggest bust potential draft pick in all of your years of Philadelphia sports?
Sean Bradley. Sean Bradley was up there, but you took Sean Bradley. The jury's still out on Okafor for me.
Really? Okay. All right. Yeah, but you know what? Hey, listen, if anybody, thanks for the call, Ben. Really appreciate you starting to show up. If you want to go Sean Bradley, and Benny and I can tally this thing up because Sean Bradley is a good one. And that's just personal for me. I'm a big Sixer guy growing up. Now I have to look at it a different way, being around it and covering the team for the Fanatic. And that was bad. That was just bad. At the time, I didn't like it because I was a big fan of Penny coming out of Memphis State. No longer Memphis State. It's now Memphis, where he's now the head coach of his alma mater. That was just bad. We knew about Chris Webber and the Fab Five and all that they did and how good of a potential player that he was going to the Golden State Warriors. You couldn't do anything about that. But what you could have done, I don't care what Dana Barros did for the Philadelphia 76ers. You could put Penny Hardaway at the two-guard spot. Yes, Jeff Hornacek was there, but talent is talent. You take him at number two, there's no way you look at Penny and say that he's not better than both Dana Barros and Jeff Hornacek. I never forgive the Sixers for that, Jimmy Lynam specifically. Never. Because it was going to be either Penny or Weber. If Golden State wanted to trade for him, I mean, if Orlando wanted to trade for Penny Hardaway, like Shaq talked about a lot, that he told the Orlando front office, go get this guy, you would have had either one of them. Sean Bradley, my goodness, biggest bust for me. And we can take those votes as we go along again till 9 o'clock tonight. 610-632-0975. Again, that's the side topic, the main topic with the helmet rule and people questioning their fandom. If they're even going to watch the games at all, what's the most enjoyable sports watch for you of the four major sports? Mine is still basketball overall of the four major sports. 610-632-0975. Rob is in South Philly joining us next on the Fanatic. Hey, Rob.
Devon, what's up, man?
What's going on, man? How you doing?
Yeah, man. I think, like, the worst thing, I still enjoy the NFL, but I think the worst thing is it's this stupid helmet rule. It's like they just sissifying the NFL, like, all around, just sissifying it. Because you still gonna have offensive players who still gonna lower their heads, so it's not gonna be like, it's just not fair. So whereas, like, if you a defensive player, to where you just, they take it, it's like they taking all, like, the impact hits out of the game. So it's like, I mean, I know you got the thing where people catching concussions and whatnot.
Right.
You want to make it safe or whatnot. But at the same time, you still don't want to make it bad for the defensive player. Because it's like, what can we do to where, like, we can't tackle a certain way. We can't hit them a certain way. We can't touch the quarterbacks a certain way. Like, it's like all around. It's like all around bad for, like, the defensive players. So whereas offensive players can still throw devastating blows or whatnot to where, you know, running towards them. You still got offensive players with pancake blocks. They still can do, like, it's all around lethal with both sides of the football to where you can't make it to where just, like, defensive players can't hit people a certain way, but offensive players can still hit you a certain kind of way.
Yeah, so, and again, that's where, and we haven't seen it much, Rob, where they talk about the running backs or the ball carrier who has a full steam ahead, lowers the helmet, and they're going to throw that flag if you initiate contact like that. Now it's a subjective thing because, as we saw with the Rodney McLeod thing, he got low, the runner got low, they both lowered their helmets, and boom, the flag is on Rodney McLeod. So again, it's going to be a subjective thing. Yes, the NFL is going to preach one thing, but then in the moment, the official has to decide which way to go with it, and it's just going to be frustrating overall. And Rob, real fast, again, I know you were on before we really got into it. Do you have a biggest bust in Philadelphia sports in terms of draft picks?
Evan Turner.
Evan Turner. Oh, Rob, thanks for the call, man. And it's funny because I remember around that draft time, it was the DeMarcus Cousins thing, right? The DeMarcus Cousins. Do you take him? He's a hothead. Can they deal with him? You already have a center. I believe that's when they went and did the Andrew Bynum thing, I think. And people were like, yeah, Evan Turner's pretty good. We can go there. Meanwhile, Paul George goes number 10. And I like Paul George, but I just did not look at Paul George as someone that you can draft at number 10 and didn't really explore the idea of trading back and taking Paul George at that small forward spot because Evan Turner was already gone. No, excuse me. Iguodala was already gone. You were going to use Drew Holiday, Lou Williams, Evan Turner, and a few others. I think they had Joni Meeks. Not that that matters, but still. You were going to do those things. Paul George would have fit right there seamlessly into the lineup. Evan Turner. I liked Evan Turner, too, as a guy when he was here. And I liked him as a player. He was on the wrong team. If Evan Turner was here with this team, I think people would appreciate him more where he wasn't that guy.
You know who else I feel like that about?
Who?
Andre Iguodala.
See, I was an Andre Iguodala guy. And again, but people always said, Ben, if they had him on the team with two other people who were the number one and two options over him, then he would have been more appreciated. No, and that's what his role is in Golden State.
Right, exactly. I was going to say that. And I mean, even before he got to Golden State, even that first year in Denver, you started to see a change, you know what I'm saying, in his style of
sure.
play and also
yep.
his effectiveness on the floor.
Yep, I agree, Ben. 610-632-0975 with the new helmet rule, and we've been talking about this for like a week now, and everybody frustrated, so much so that they said they will not watch the sport outside of their team. What's the most enjoyable overall experience in watching the sport of your choice of the four major sports? 610-632-0975. Mine is still basketball. And with Marcus Smith, the 2014 26th overall draft pick of the Philadelphia Eagles that none of us wanted in the first place. Thank you, Chip Kelly. Biggest bust overall of draft picks in your lifetime. 610-632-0975. Mine is Sean Bradley. We've gotten Jahlil Okafor. And you just heard our last one, Evan Turner. It's just that easy. Devon Givens hanging out with you guys until 9 o'clock right here on The Fanatic.
Home of the Philly sports fan. 97.5. The Fanatic. Fanatic Fan Fest is now less than 1 week away. Do you have tickets? If not, stay tuned to The Fanatic for upcoming online ticket raids. And head to 975thefanatic.com to see where the next on-site ticket raid location will be. Hooters Bikini Beach. Fans, beer, food, exotic cars, interactive activities, Super Bowl champion Brent Celek, and NBA Rookie of the Year Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons brought to us by Coors Light, the official partner of the Philadelphia 76ers. Fanatic Fan Fest, presented by the Tropicana Atlantic City, Saturday, August 25th, from Xfinity Live.
But whether it's a long drive to the shore or a trip from the suburbs to the city, there's nothing like driving in the comfort and style of a Mercedes-Benz. Before you hit the road, see the great people at Mercedes-Benz of these three dealerships, Fort Washington, Westchester, or Atlantic City. Now, from the sporty C-Class sedans to the GLE family SUVs, I promise you will not be disappointed driving a Mercedes. No one can beat Mercedes-Benz when it comes to luxury. Treat yourself to sitting in first class every day and pair that with the groundbreaking safety advancements and technology. Every dollar you spend on a new Mercedes is worth it. You'll be loyal for life. So if you're looking for a new car and doing some online research, just go to yourmercedes.com. You'll see their incredible selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. And when you're ready to test drive, go to any of the Mercedes-Benz dealerships that I go to. It's Mercedes-Benz of Fort Washington, Mercedes-Benz of Westchester, or Mercedes-Benz of Atlantic City, and tell them Mike Miss sent you.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm here for the Xfinity Best Deal of the Year. Get a great rate on internet, TV, and more. For 2 years, my jaw's out on the floor. Plus, even more speed, that's raising the bar. Better yet, you get a free year of DVR. Yeah. And Xfinity Mobile is the way to go. A new wireless network that saves you dough. Ask about the $300 you get when you include mobile with your internet.
What?
It's the best deal. It doesn't happen often. Don't miss it. It's simple, easy, awesome. Another one.
Now through September 16th, get internet, TV, and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 years with a two-year agreement and DVR service free for a year. Plus, ask how to get $300 back when you add Xfinity Mobile and purchase a new phone. Don't miss our best deal of the year. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After agreement, term, or DVR promo, regular rates apply.
Attention, landlords and property owners. Are you tired of managing your property and would like someone else to manage it for you? You probably would like to own your property, but are tired of the headaches that come with it. You just can't keep up with the maintenance and leasing. Bay Management Group is a local full-service property management company handling single-family and multifamily properties in the Philadelphia area. They're on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They offer full leasing services, including tenant screening with a 1-year tenant warranty, move-in and move-out reports, maintenance, rent collection, eviction services, routine inspections, plus monthly and annual financial statements. You could move to Antarctica with confidence that your property is in great hands. Call Bay Management Group today to learn more or visit baymanagementgroup.com. That's baymgmtgroup.com. Bay Management Group, your premier management company.
Hi, this is Anthony Gargano. I want to talk to you about something serious right now, the exploding epidemic of alcohol abuse crippling our community. For those struggling with alcoholism, summer is no longer a time for the beach and barbecues, rather, often a time when the vicious cycle of alcoholism is most apparent. Did you know that an estimated 88,000 people die from alcohol-related causes annually? Alcoholism is a serious, fatal disease. It's time we start addressing it with a serious solution. Recovery Centers of America is here to help you or your loved one break the horrific cycle of alcoholism. Call 1-800-RECOVERY or visit DevonRecoveryCenters.com. Recovery Centers of America at Devon admits patients 24/7 and accepts all major insurances. Call 1-800-RECOVERY or visit DevonRecoveryCenters.com. They will make arrangements for immediate admission. RCA provides free interventions and admits 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Their team of care advocates is standing by right now and they're ready to help you or your loved one get help today. So don't wait. Call 1-800-RECOVERY. Call now.
State Farm, Robert here.
Robert, somebody burned down my she shed.
No one burned down your she shed, Cheryl.
Oh, really, Victor? Because my she shed's burning up in the backyard.
Your she shed was struck by lightning, Cheryl.
Robert, does State Farm cover my she shed?
What's a she shed?
She turned our shed into her hideaway, Robert.
Oh, yeah, that's covered.
You hear that, Victor? I'm getting a new she shed.
Can we stop saying she shed now?
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm. Talk to an agent today.
Hey, this is Sal Palantonio. Whether you're tailgating in the parking lot, barbecuing in your backyard, or face painting in the family room, no game day is complete without fun, delicious pretzel party trays from the Philly Pretzel Factory. Everyone loves hot, out-of-the-oven Philly pretzels and bite-sized rivets. You hungry? Try Philly Pretzel Factory mini dogs, specialty pretzels and dipping sauces like super hot mustard, cheese, chocolate, and my favorite, cinnamon sugar, and more. Stop by or pre-order online at PhillyPretzelFactory.com. Philly Pretzel Factory. where better gets made. And tell them Sal Pal sent you.
Some pains you have to deal with, but typical car dealers, you don't. CarSense no-haggle pricing makes buying a car more pleasant, and our unique guarantees make them a pleasure to own. CarSense, it's car sensational.
Sports talk from Mount Laurel and all of Burlington County. 97.5, The Fanatic.
6:30, 97.5, The Fanatic. Devon Givens hanging out with you until 9 o'clock. Joe Torti Show, 9 to midnight, as always, Monday through Friday. Right here on The Fanatic, it's Fan Fest week. Hope you guys have your tickets already. If not, you better get them. Saturday, going to be a nice event as always. Close down the summer, almost. It's not going to be completely shut down, but you know, we have the party to celebrate with the Philadelphia fan base overall, and finally get to see a lot of faces. Some of you haven't seen us. We haven't seen you. It's always an enjoyable time, so we hope to see you out there. Again, Fan Fest, Saturday, August 25th, and we'll tell you more about that as the show goes on. 610-632-0975. The new helmet rule is a big sore subject right now for football fans, not just here in Philadelphia, but around the country, and challenging your fandom overall, as to people are going so far as to say they're not going to watch the games at all. Unless it's your team, you're not going to watch the game because it's just a frustrating rule. And we keep seeing it from game to game to game to game, not just Philadelphia, but elsewhere too. So that's something that we're going to keep an eye on. And based off of that, and so many people frustrated, we're asking you if that is going to take away from your overall experience in enjoying the game. What is the most enjoyable game for you to watch of the four major sports? What's the most enjoyable experience of the four major sports to watch overall? Gameplay, officials, the television experience if you're at home, the experience in the arena or the stadium, whatever it might be, the most enjoyable overall experience for you across the board of the four major sports. 610-632-0975. Plus, with Marcus Smith being let go by the Seattle Seahawks, this is the second time already in 2 years that he's been let go. The Philadelphia Eagles did the exact same thing. The 2014 26th overall draft pick, he has been dropped by the Seattle Seahawks. So with that, with him contemplating retirement, that's not good, right? He's pretty much done. Biggest bust of draft picks in the four teams here in Philadelphia. Philadelphia Phillies, Eagles, Flyers, Sixers. What's the one for you that you always look back to and say, I still can't believe they did that? Mine is Sean Bradley. We've also gotten so far on the phones Jahlil Okafor and Evan Turner. We have also a bunch more on Twitter. We'll get to those throughout the show. What is yours on the phone? 610-632-0975. We go to the phones and Jeremy in West Philly next on 97.5. Jeremy, what's up, man?
It's Tom, Devon.
What's going on, man?
Not much, bro. The biggest bust for me, it may surprise you, but it's Larry Hughes.
Ooh.
Only because the circumstances behind it. Sixers needed a shooting guard. There was almost a player of the year candidate in Kansas that would have worked perfectly with AI, Paul Pierce. Larry Brown, the coach, was never known for playing young players anyway. He drafts Larry Hughes over Paul Pierce. Now, granted, Dirk Nowitzki was in that draft too, but nobody seen Dirk coming. But for me, it's Larry Hughes because the Paul Pierce was the no-brainer pick for the Sixers.
I hear you, and then it made it even worse when Larry Brown came on the station. I remember, I think it might have been with Mike, when he told Mike that he took Larry Hughes because he promised his mom that they would take him if he was there.
Paul Pierce was a no-brainer.
And here's the thing, and when you said shooting guard, it was really because Larry Hughes, they wanted him to play point guard next to Allen Iverson to have the big guard. And with Paul Pierce, he was a small forward, and they didn't want to take Paul Pierce because they had Tim Thomas, if you remember, because they thought that Tim Thomas was going to be the real deal for years to come with the Sixers at that small forward spot. So that made it that much worse, man. And I was a Larry Hughes fan coming out of St. Louis even after that 1 year, but I knew Paul Pierce dropping out of the top five. It's like, dude, you got to take him, and you got the Kansas connection. You need a small. You can play both Paul Pierce, Larry Allen Iverson, and Tim Thomas together. Make it work.
Yep. And I want to tell you, my most enjoyable sport right now is, besides the NFL, is boxing, man. What's going on in that welterweight division and that junior welterweight, that lightweight with Lomachenko, Bud Crawford, the Charlos, is something special. And I know that a lot of people probably fell off of boxing when Mayweather retired, but there are some young guns that I'm excited about the fights that's coming up, man. It's some really good young champions in there, and it's probably my most enjoyable sport right now outside of football.
All right, man. Well, listen, thanks for the call, T. Appreciate it. And we're going to keep it to the four major sports. So I'll take the NFL vote for Tone there as we tally these things up as well for the remainder of the show, 610-632-0975. But again, boxing fan, nothing wrong with that at all. I've always been the casual boxing fan for me. But again, NFL for T right there. And Larry Hughes, we've gotten 3 basketball votes on the phones, and I'm waiting for someone else to say something. Why is it basketball? Is it because it's more intimate? You know the guys, you see them through college, they get to the NBA, you already get ticked off about when they drafted him because you knew what type of player he was, or there was a player around him that you felt would fit your team better, whatever it might be. Why is it basketball so far and nothing else? 610-632-0975. At that bull B, Bryant Brothers on Twitter says football is number one for him, followed by basketball, hockey, and then baseball. See, hockey is an enjoyable sport to watch because of the fast pace. Yes, the whistle is blown a lot, but they get right back to it. The shift, everything that goes with it, the skill in which they use to score the goal on that ice with the puck and the stick and all that stuff you got to do to get the puck through the net. It's a fun sport to watch. 610-632-0975. We head to Windsor now and check in with Anthony on 97.5. Ant, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing, Devon?
I'm doing good, man. How are you?
All right, good, good. I was gonna agree with you with the Sean Bradley thing.
Well, I'm keeping votes, man. So if you want to go Sean Bradley or something else, go for it.
I was thinking in recent years, Michael Carter Williams.
But did you really have expectations for him?
I did. I did.
Really?
I thought he was gonna, you know, at least we brought some excitement because you know he was all on the national, the ESPN, and everything like that.
Okay, so it was more of what he did. And giving you, once he became a Sixer, that you thought he could actually turn out to be something. All right.
Yeah, and they can put people around him.
Okay.
And as far as the four major sports, it's got to be basketball. It always was.
Why?
Football.
Why?
Why? Because it's always ongoing, back and forth. So football, I mean, you're stopping, blowing whistles, or somebody's calling, you know, a foul or something like that. I like the constant back and forth, just like tennis kind of also.
Yeah,
you know?
and see, with the NBA, for me, as I said at the top of the show, and for me, why I choose basketball, because as you just pointed out, it is the fast-paced nature of the game. It's how it is ever evolving. It's the athleticism. It's the officials, for the most part, and letting the guys play the game and dictating how things are going to go. There are times, just like in any of the four major sports, where the official is going to get in your way and get on your nerves. But for the most part, they let the game play itself out. And that's the enjoyable part for me as a basketball watcher, and enjoy how much I enjoy that game.
And I would say hockey would have to be third, because it's always constantly moving. And it's more exciting and understandable watching it in person. I got the privilege of doing that.
You got it, man. And thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. 610-632-0975. Marnell on Twitter, I am Marnell, says, I'll never get over. See, here we go. Another basketball one. I'll never get over the Sixers drafting Speedy Claxton over Mo Pete in the year 2000.
Oh my God.
And remember, at that time, again, Larry Brown in charge of a lot of personnel decisions. That's when Allen Iverson was almost traded. He was getting on their nerves for doing Allen Iverson things. And they were trying to, like, send a message and say, this is going to be our next Allen Iverson if Craig Speedy Claxton comes in and reaches his full potential. That was not going to happen. That was not going to happen. It wasn't going to be Iverson. Yes, he did nice things at Hofstra. He was a small guard with a great handle, explosiveness, quickness, all of it. You can play him off the ball. You can play him on ball. He wasn't going to be Allen Iverson. Now, Mo Pete, he was not much to really get all up in arms about. But with that team, a shooter, a slasher, like Morris Peterson was coming out of Michigan State, to put him in a on a team with that Sixer team that once they got to the finals needed guys like Rodney Buford, Rajah Bell from the CBA to come in and contribute. Mo Pete, as a rookie, may have been able to contribute to that team that made it to the NBA Finals, can knock down a jumper, can create his own shot. That's a new one. Good one by Marnell on Twitter, 610-632-0975. Right now, of the four major sports, what's the most enjoyable overall experience for you across the board? Now with this new helmet rule, getting everybody all upset. We don't know what to expect once the regular season starts. It's got us all up in arms. Some of us saying we're not going to watch it anymore. So what's right now, of the four major sports, the most enjoyable sport for you to watch across the board? 610-632-0975. Biggest draft pick for you of the four major sports, because Marcus Smith, 2014 draft. Eagles took him 26th overall. He was just cut by the Seattle Seahawks. Now he's contemplating retirement. I pick Sean Bradley. We'll hear from Benny Odita as we go. We've gotten basketball across the board on the phones. What's yours? 610-632-0975. Devon Givens with you on the phones right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
This is 97.5 The Fanatic. So, you're planning on coming to FanFest this Saturday, and you're looking for an incentive to get there early. Will $50,000 and an MVP meet and greet with Ben Simmons motivate you?
You're damn right.
Thought so. Get to FanFest early this Saturday, because the first 900 people in line before the doors open at 1 p.m. will have a chance at winning $50,000.
Brought to you by Tony Roni's Pizza.
And you'll also get a chance to meet and grab a pick with the NBA Rookie of the Year, Ben Simmons. Don't have tickets yet? Listen all day this week to score your pair of tickets. Fanatic FanFest this Saturday, August 25th at Xfinity Live.
Your credit card companies love you. They love it when your cards stay maxed out. They love it when you only make minimum payments. They love it when you struggle. Why? Because they own you. And minimum payments mean maximum profits. Here's great news. National Debt Relief is now offering you free information on how to escape your credit card debt nightmare. If you owe more than $10,000 in credit card debt and are only barely making minimum payments, know this. You may not have to pay it all back. In fact, you may have the right to settle that debt for only a fraction of what you owe. National Debt Relief has helped thousands of people get rid of over $500 million of debt, and they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get the information you need for free right now before this offer goes away. Call National Debt Relief now and escape your credit card debt troubles. 800-949-0466. 800-949-0466. 800-949-0466.
The Fanatic Steal of the Week saves you money with a ticket to the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series playoff race on October 7th, plus a trackside access pass at Dover International Speedway for only $52. A 50% discount to see NASCAR's biggest stars battle for 400 laps on the 1 mile high banked concrete monster mile in the first race of the round of 12. And with trackside access, you'll explore the front stretch of the monster mile while navigating 9 degrees of banking plus more. Get this exclusive offer now at 975thefanatic.com. Offer ends Sunday or while supplies last.
Hey, this is Anthony Gargano for Tropicana Atlantic City, the presenting sponsor for FanFest this Saturday. That's right. Be sure to stop by the Tropicana tent. You can win great prizes, including an overnight stay package. We'll be giving away tickets to upcoming shows every hour. See for yourself everything at Tropicana has to offer. It's amazing. You got the new Cabana 5 bar and pool deck at the Chelsea Tower. Outrageous. AC's hottest spot to lounge poolside. Fanatic FanFest presented by Tropicana Atlantic City. Visit Tropicana.net. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Back to School 101 from Staples, the back-to-school specialty store.
Today's lesson, modern dance. Staples has everything your kids need for back to school at low prices. So when your son finds the Gotta Have It backpack he's been wanting at a Gotta Have It price you've been wanting, you'll both break out your happy dance. And right now, Staples Standard View 1-inch 3-ring binders are just $1.92 each. Available at your local Staples, the back to school specialty store.
While supplies last, offer ends 9/1/18. In-store only.
State Farm, Robert here.
Robert, somebody burned down my she shed.
No one burned down your she shed, Cheryl.
Oh, really, Victor? Because my she shed's burning up in the backyard.
Your she shed was struck by lightning, Cheryl.
Robert, does State Farm cover my she shed?
What's a she shed?
She turned our shed into her hideaway, Robert.
Oh, yeah, that's covered.
You hear that, Victor? I'm getting a new she-shear she shed.
Can we stop saying she shed now?
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm. Talk to an agent today.
There's a place in Pennsylvania where the aroma of freshly baked bread takes you back to a kindler, gentler time. A time when families still gather together to enjoy a handmade tomato pie. When traditional recipes and fresh ingredients combine for an authentic old-world taste. That time and place still exist at Corpolese Bakery and Deli. Since 1924, the Corpolese family has been sharing their favorite foods and flavors with their favorite Philadelphians. Hand-carved deli meats and cheeses, freshly baked breads, rolls, cookies, pies, and more. And of course, the world-famous Corpolese tomato pie, voted best in Philadelphia in 2014. Corpolese Bakery and Deli in Norristown, Limerick, and Douglasville, where four generations of pride go into everything they make, including hoagie and party trays, specialty cakes, and stromboli. Take yourself back to a better time at Corpolese Bakery and Deli, where nostalgia isn't just a word, it's an ingredient. Learn more at corpolesebakery.com.
Hi, it's Jason Martinez here for Window Nation. It's back to school time. And to help you get educated about Window Nation, they're offering instruction on supply and demand. Beat the fall rush. Window Nation has extra capacity now, so lock in the lowest pricing before the demand goes up. With Window Nation's back to school sale, you get one free window for every one you buy. Wood or vinyl styles, buy four, get four free. Buy eight, get eight free, with no limit. Get an A-plus in savings and receive 0% interest until 2020. That's like a free ride until 2020. Use it towards your kids' books, clothes, backpacks, shoes, or even treat yourself. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. Get one free window for every one you buy. Buy four, get four free. There's no limit. Plus 0% interest until 2020. This is like free money. Do a little homework today. Get your windows installed before the cold arrives and save big during Window Nation's back-to-school sale. Call today at 866-90-NATION. Or visit windownation.com. That's 866-90-NATION or windownation.com and tell them Jason sent you.
Your comments, your opinions in a city that lives and breathes sports. Your voice matters because you care. Get on the line now at 610-632-0975. Presented by Concordville Nissan because Concordville cares. Online at ConcordvilleCares.com.
Hello?
Get off the phone, Mom.
Your phone is always with you. Download our app and don't miss a minute. 97.5, The Fanatic.
It is 6:48, 97.5, The Fanatic. Devon Gibbons with you. The 6 o'clock hour is brought to you by Family and Company Jewelers. Visit them on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey, or at familyjewelers.com. South Jersey's Diamond Destination, 610-632-0975. We had a couple of people who dropped off. We've been pretty full since we got started at 6 o'clock. So if you want to jump in, 610-632-0975 as we talk about the most enjoyable overall experience in four major sports for you across the board. A lot of people are upset with the helmet rule and how things are going to be called. So much so, as they said, they're going to back off from watching football outside of their local team. And if that's the case for you, then what else are you going to watch? What is the most enjoyable overall experience from gameplay to officiating? If you're watching on television, listening to the broadcasters, same with in the arena where you just can focus on everything and see how it goes. Or it could be bad where you look at it and say, you know what? I don't like this part. I don't even watch this. And you explain that too as to why that one might not be your first choice as an overall experience of enjoyment. 610-632-0975. Plus, Marcus Smith, 2014 draft pick of the Philadelphia Eagles in the first round. He was cut by the Eagles. He has just been cut on August 17th by the Seattle Seahawks, who picked him up when the Birds let him go. Pretty big bust, because he was a first-round pick. Not that anybody really wanted him and said the Eagles should take him at number 26, but they did. And he was not very good, so we're asking your biggest bust in terms of draft picks for your four teams here locally in Philadelphia. 610-632-0975. Let's go to Joe and Marlton next on the Fanatic. What's going on, Joe?
You could take your pick with the Eagles. I mean, that wasn't his fault that he was picked. He was a fourth-round projected, and that was one of Howie's mistakes, and then he made a bigger mistake with Danny Watkins, and that's my biggest one. Watkins was a 28-year-old rookie, or 27, whatever the heck he was, which was one of the dumbest picks ever.
And that was more Andy, right?
No, that was Howie.
You think that was Howie?
Howie loved. That was Howie, yeah. He admitted to those two mistakes. I mean, listen, he's been great, obviously. I can't praise him enough now, but those were his two mistakes. Marcus Smith, he was talking to the guy at Louisville at the time and said how great he's going to be.
Oh yeah,
Charlie Strong, and that was his pick. And then Watkins was his pick. So, but again, that's not their fault. It's not their fault.
No, it's not their fault. But again, right. We're just talking about. Listen, it wasn't Sean Bradley's fault that he was pick number two, but it was a bad pick.
We had some stupid general. I mean, Larry Brown was a horrible general manager in terms of getting players. Like you said, you brought up Speedy Claxton, you brought up Larry Hughes. I mean, then you know, his. I never understood some of his things. But we had dumb. I mean, look at the Phillies. The Phillies have. They went years taking these high draft pick guys with high ceiling, Coggins, and I can't even remember all their names, but they were first round busts. Every one of them that were going to be great players. Even this Cornelius Randolph, another bad pick. So, the Phillies were notorious for bad picks. After J.D. Drew, they picked a guy named Eric Vallette. You know, that was their supplemental pick. It's not his fault, but in baseball, it's a lot harder to do.
Yeah, it's never really the player's fault until they come in and maybe not give the effort that you think they should, or even
gave the effort.
Did he really, Joe? Because we saw him plenty of times, and he was just always on the ground. Did he give effort overall? I mean, it's hard to say because they would say a lot of times, Joe, thanks for the call, man. We would hear about Marcus Smith where he would come in and he wouldn't necessarily put in the work. And then it would show on the field by not being able to get past the defender. Yes, maybe he just simply wasn't talented enough because he was a former quarterback. And he should not have, as you said, Joe, he should not have been drafted as high as he was. But that said, while he should not have been taken, he is not going to be looked at as, this guy was a bust for the Philadelphia Eagles because whoever decided to take him in the first round chose him with that pick in the first round. It's all of their fault. And it's his fault for not coming in, busting as you know what, to make sure he stays on the team. After a while, he started complaining, saying that this and that. And when he got to Seattle, he put out a tweet. I don't remember the exact tweet, but the frame around the whole tweet was, the Eagles, they'll find out how good I am. Yeah, and you just got to let go. Unfortunately for him, and now he's talking about contemplating retirement. So, it's never the fault of the player for being drafted where they are. But a lot of times it is their fault by not being able to stick with the team that drafted them or being able to be successful in the league, even if they move on to another team and they try it out there and it doesn't work out. Oftentimes it's their fault. The draft pick, it's the general manager, and that's why a lot of times they get fired. 610-632-0975. Sean in Limerick joins us on 97.5. Hey, Sean.
Hey, Divine. Good show as usual, my man.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Hey, I'll give you my biggest draft bust, but I want to get into this NFL helmet rule a little bit here.
Uh-huh.
They're in a real bind right here, the NFL, and I'm not talking about current state, but future state, because, tackle football participation since 2006 is down 39%. They look at those numbers. That's a big drop-off of the amount of kids that are playing this sport, and they're trying to find a way to fix it, but they're fixing it the wrong way. They need to fix it at the youth level, because by the time these guys get to the NFL, you're not teaching, these guys to re-tackle something they've been doing for the last 18 years. I mean, this is actually something that they need to do on the youth level and make it standard at the youth level, so by the time they get to the NFL in 15 years, this is the way they tackle. The guys right now, this is how they're bred. This is how they were taught.
I agree.
It's not going to be retaught in one offseason. And I think it's stupid in the NFL, just like they did with the anthem policy. They try to go too far one way. And like my son right now, he's six. the farthest he's going with football right now is flag football because of the, you know, the head injuries, the possibility of what can happen there. So they need to fix the youth level, and eventually it'll get to the pro level. But the NFL needs to start working with the youth teams, not starting in the NFL. I think it's not going to last because I don't think they're going to be able to reteach all these players. It's going to become a whole fiasco. By the middle of the season, the refs are going to start swallowing the whistle with that. You can watch.
And my thing, Hassan, real quick, is the fact that it's not really on the fly, but it's on the fly. You know what I'm saying? Because, yes, they've come into the OTAs, and we remember the stories that started coming out where Malcolm Jenkins and some of the players were talking about how the officials in OTAs were getting it wrong together and couldn't agree on what the actual play was. It's kind of on the fly as to how they want these players to react because preseason and games are getting underway, and they never had a strong hold on it in the first place by throwing the flag. So it's going to be a big deal overall, Sean, as you pointed out. What's your biggest bust draft pick?
So my biggest draft bust, obviously you can go to about 12 or 15 of the Sixers draft.
Oh, no question.
Mine's going to be Mike Mamola, and the reasons being Warren Sapp and Randy Moss.
Yeah.
Both of them are in the Hall of Fame, and that was a huge... You know, we were the weed or whatever was going
smoking
on.
Weed, smoking weed, man. Smoking weed. Sean, thanks for the call, man. That's always one that's going to stand out in Philadelphia history. If you all remember, it was because Warren Sapp got in trouble for smoking weed. And Mike Mamula had a great combine, and he was a combine wonder guy. And therefore, they said, oh, we feel good about him. Now, he had an okay career, but he wasn't Warren Sapp. 610-632-0975. It's just that easy. That's what we're talking about. We got a long segment on the other side, 25 minutes commercial free when we come back. The most enjoyable sports watching experience you have right now with the NFL fans up in arms with this new NFL helmet rule. People are saying we're not going to watch the sport. So what is the most enjoyable sport to watch for you of the four major sports? And with Marcus Smith being let go, biggest draft bust for you in Philadelphia sports history. 610-632-0975. We'll give you the names on the other side that have already been given out right here on The Fanatic.
You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic. Fanatic Fan Fest is now less than 1 week away. Do you have tickets? If not, stay tuned to The Fanatic for upcoming online ticket raids. And head to 975thefanatic.com to see where the next on-site ticket raid location will be. Hooters Bikini Beach. Bands, beer, food, exotic cars, interactive activities, Super Bowl champion Brent Celek, and NBA Rookie of the Year Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons brought to us by Coors Light, the official partner of the Philadelphia 76ers. Fanatic Fan Fest, presented by the Tropicana Atlantic City, Saturday, August 25th, from Xfinity Live.
I'm an architect.
I'm a doctor.
Music producer.
I'm an accountant.
We're business owners.
When I found out that I could download big files.
Really big files.
Huge files.
CAD files.
X-rays. Cloud files.
Audio files.
Zip files.
In seconds.
Not minutes. In seconds.
And that all my employees.
With all their devices.
Would have more than enough bandwidth.
I said, wow.
Wow.
Boom.
Sign me up. That's a dream come true.
Introducing Gig Speed from Comcast Business. With download speeds up to 20 times faster than what most people have. Tons of bandwidth for everything your business does every day. And an affordable price. It's a small business owner's dream.
Now, I'm dreaming gig.
Really, really gig.
Comcast is building the largest gig speed network in the country. Now more small businesses in more places can dream gig. Comcast Business. Built for business. Visit dreamgig.com to learn more. Restrictions apply. May not be available in all areas. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed.
My name is Tarek. I was a professional truck driver when I suffered a devastating knee injury at work. Even though I had major knee surgery, my employers and this insurance company wanted me to return to work. I didn't feel capable of returning to work, and I didn't know what to do. Then I called the attorneys at Swartz Cullerton. They helped me to get to the right doctors. It turned out that my injury was much worse than the insurance company and its doctors claimed. At times, the pain was unbearable. I kept thinking, I just want to take care of my family. The attorneys at Swartz Cullerton understood how to deal with the insurance companies. They helped me to get the best doctors and fought hard to get me a large cash settlement. Swartz Cullerton treated me with respect. Swartz Cullerton got me justice.
If you've been injured at work, get justice. Call 1-800-JUSTICE. That's 1-800-587-8423. 1-800-JUSTICE. Don't let the insurance companies take advantage of you. Call 1-800-JUSTICE.
Do you remember me?
Sure. You and your husband were moving to another home.
This is where we moved to.
It's beautiful.
Please, look at all the junk they left behind.
Point to what you would like to disappear, ma'am.
Well, let's start with that broken bird bath, that old swing set, and that nasty old yard furniture.
When you want junk to disappear, all you have to do is point.
And those broken tree limbs.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOTJUNK.com.
State Farm, Robert here.
Robert, somebody burned down my she shed.
No one burned down your she shed, Cheryl.
Oh, really, Victor? Because my she shed's burning up in the backyard.
Your she shed was struck by lightning, Cheryl.
Robert, does State Farm cover my she shed?
What's a she shed?
She turned our shed into her hideaway, Robert.
Oh, yeah, that's covered.
You hear that, Victor? I'm getting a new she shed.
Can we stop saying she shed now?
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm. Talk to an agent today.
Hi, this is Anthony Gargano. I want to talk to you about something serious right now, the exploding epidemic of alcohol abuse crippling our community. For those struggling with alcoholism, summer is no longer a time for the beach and barbecues. Rather, often a time when the vicious cycle of alcoholism is most apparent. Did you know that an estimated 88,000 people die from alcohol-related causes annually? Alcoholism is a serious, fatal disease. It's time we start addressing it with a serious solution. Recovery Centers of America is here to help you or your loved one break the horrific cycle of alcoholism. Call 1-800-RECOVERY or visit devonrecoverycenters.com. Recovery Centers of America at Devon admits patients 24/7 and accepts all major insurances. Call 1-800-RECOVERY or visit devonrecoverycenters.com. They will make arrangements for immediate admission. RCA provides free interventions and admits 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Their team of care advocates is standing by right now and they're ready to help you or your loved one get help today. So don't wait. Call 1-800-RECOVERY. Call now.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right?
Well, with the Keep Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Video typically streams at DVD quality at 60 gigabytes. We reserve the right to review your account for usage in violation of Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Gargano in the morning. Martinez and Mays midday. Missinelli afternoon. And Philly's best sports talk, period. This is 97.5 The Fanatic. WPEN Burlington, Philadelphia. A Beasley Media Group station. Broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios. Only from Comcast.
.5 The Fanatic. Broadcasting from the Xfinity Studio. Only from Comcast. I'm Devon Givens. With you until 9 o'clock when Joe Torti takes over, and then he carries you until midnight. Vinny Odita producing the show. 610-632-0975 is how you reach us here on The Fanatic as we talk about the helmet rule that is has some people upset about how the game is going to be called, the viewing of how the game is going to go for you as a football fan, and how some of you have already pointed out that you're going to walk away from watching the game outside of your team. Now, I'm not buying it I'm not doing it. I'm still going to watch. I'll be frustrated in the moment when one of these flags happens after a hit, especially when it comes to the Philadelphia Eagles. But I'm not really buying that people are going to walk away from the game. Now, may you be selective on how much you watch it, or if in the moment a hit happens in a Ravens-Texans game, and you say, you know what, that's enough for me. Normally, I'll stay up and watch the rest of the games of the day and even into the night. But you'll say, for that day only, because that hit, that flag was so egregious on that hit that you're out. I just don't see people walking away from the game overall, because it is still a fun game to watch. It is. Yes, it's frustrating. There are things that we are not going to like that the officials do. But I just don't know that anybody's really going to walk away. And if you are, all right, more power to you. But that said, if it bothers you that much and you are considering stepping away from watching the game outside of the Eagles, what is the most enjoyable overall watching experience for you across the board of the four major sports? 610-632-0975. And before we get to Hassan and Elau on Twitter, on the phones real quick, we have a couple open phone lines again, 610-632-0975. At Philly Firm on Twitter says, live, I like to watch hockey, football, basketball, and baseball. TV, baseball, football, basketball, and hockey. Interesting. Live, yeah, it is kind of slow. But, you know, you got the murmuring going around in the stadium, in the building, in the stadium at Citizens Bank Park. You can talk to whomever you're with. Maybe you know some people that are around from you going to a lot of games. It's a cool experience to be there live, but maybe watching it, not so much. 610-632-0975. So it's just that simple about that question. And then with Marcus Smith again, 2014, 26th overall draft pick in the first round for your Philadelphia Eagles. Whether it be Howie Roseman, Chip Kelly, those two together, they selected him. His fault or not being selected at that point, he was drafted. So, bust. For a lot of people, what's your biggest draft bust in Philadelphia sports history? Mine started off with Sean Bradley. I'll run off these names and then we'll get to Hassan. Bradley on the phone, Sean Bradley, Jahlil Okafor, Evan Turner, Larry Hughes, Michael Carter-Williams, Danny Watkins, and Mike Mamula. That's all we're asking you guys when you call in to talk about the most enjoyable watching sports. Your experience, the one team, the one game that grabs you the most, give us a name for a draft pick that just simply did not work out. And you pretty much will never forgive that franchise for taking that player. 610-632-0975 because Penny Hardaway should have been a Sixer or Chris Webber. Whatever way that would have worked out, they should have been a Sixer. Let's go to Hassan and Gladwin next on the Fanatic. Hassan, what's going on?
Not much, man. How you doing today?
Doing pretty good. How about you?
I'm doing well. I want to speak on the helmet issue, and I also want to speak on the biggest bust. The helmet issue, I believe, is not fair because the offensive player has the upper hand. Are they going to throw a flag for the offensive player for dipping his head as well?
Right.
That's not fair.
And that's what we thought because that rule a couple of years ago, Hassan said if a runner lowers his head like that, they are going to throw a flag. And they
absolutely. I haven't seen one yet.
Yeah.
And then in regards to the biggest bust, please forgive me, but I have two. Because of the 1994 draft, we took Sherron Rice, we took DJ Tyler, when Eddie Jones, when Aaron McKee, and Jalen Rose was all on the board.
Yeah, Sherron Wright was bad, too, because they picked Sherron Wright, Hassan, and they had already taken Sean Bradley, and they already had Clarence Weatherspoon. So,
absolutely.
Clarence Weatherspoon, while they wanted him to play small forward, he was a power forward. Then Sherron Wright was really a center, and you just drafted Sean Bradley. So you just wasted draft picks all around the board when, as you said, talent like Eddie Jones was there at number 10. He lasted till number 10. And then Aaron McKee went later on. Jalen Rose, the same deal. Yeah, they big time blew that one.
Absolutely.
Yeah, man. And overall, your watching experience, which one is just still your favorite? Football, baseball, basketball, hockey?
Basketball, of course.
Yeah. The up and down nature of the game is still there for you, son. Thanks for the call, man. I agree. It's still that up and down nature of the sport that really still grabs me as a sports fan, where that's my go-to. Not a big surprise. I know, Devon. I know. Basketball. I got it. But I still like watching the other sports. And I really didn't get into watching hockey as much until I started working here back in 2008. And it was one of those deals where I paid attention to hockey, especially in the playoffs. But I really didn't watch it as much as I do now once I started working here. I had to be able to talk about the game as best as I could. And when you watch hockey, again, up and down, It's a cool sport to watch. 610-632-0975. Alau in South Philly joins us on 97.5. Alau.
What's up, Devon? How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. What's up with you?
Hey, man. I'm looking forward to meeting you at FanFest, too, man.
Hey, man. Find me. I'll be there.
Yeah. I'm going to look for you.
All right, cool.
Real quick. I'm still going to watch football until, you know, they make me not want to watch it.
Exactly.
You know, I'm going to just wait and see. Basketball is my love, man. You know, I'm going to watch basketball all day long. Mm-hmm. My biggest bust, I'm going to go back on you a little bit because I'm a little old. Leo Routon.
Shooter.
Pick him, man. He gave us nothing, man. Like, nothing at all. And then, I think once he left the Sixers, I think he went to Indiana, and you never heard nothing else about him, man. Nothing else about him.
Yo, we've done this and taken these phone calls a lot, and we've gotten Leo Routon, Sherrone Wright, that's two, Carter Williams, Larry Hughes, Evan Turner, Jahlil Okafor, and Bradley. Man, we've gotten seven 76ers so far.
Hey, Devon, I give you a real bust that wasn't a draft pick.
What's
Brad
that?
Doherty for Roy Henson.
Oh, man, that was just awful with what Harold Katz did. And
yo,
Charles Barkley always talks about it. We talk about it. It was just a bad idea across the board allowed to do that. Look at what they could have potentially done, man. Look at what they could have potentially done.
I know, man. I couldn't believe they did that. You know, I'm a Tar Heel fan. I'm Tar Heel all day long. I was like, yeah, we're going to get... They gave him up for Roy Henson. Somebody that killed the Sixers and ain't killed nobody else in the league.
It's the Doc Rivers rule right now. If you killed the Celtics or the Clippers while he was the head coach, he wants you on his team.
Yep, and that's how the Sixers did that for a long time, man. Jeff Rulin, Cliff Robinson. You're going back too.
Oh, man. Not the Blazers Cliff Robinson, the other Cliff Robinson.
The other Cliff Robinson.
Hello, I'll see you on Saturday, man. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 610-632-0975. Alau took us back with some of those Cliff Robinson, Leo Routens, Roy Henson, who wasn't a bad player, but not for Brad Doherty. Oh, man, 610-632-0975. So we've already gotten Danny Watkins. So I'll read a couple of tweets before we get back to Mike, Khalil, and Hunter on the phones and anybody else, 610-632-0975. John, Will Styles J on Twitter says, Danny Watkins, thought we were taking Cameron Jordan next to Brandon Graham at that age? Oh, my. Oh, my. Look at that. That's not bad. That's not bad at all. And he's right. Danny Watkins, older player, wasn't really into it once he got to the NFL, flamed out, no pun intended, since he was a volunteer firefighter, and it didn't work out, and we haven't heard from him since. John on Twitter, at JohnDevine216, Danny Watkins. Lawrence L. Goldberg, Mike Mamula, we should have had Warren Sapp. Pennywise, at DeBeastian, Broderick Bunkley was a terrible pick, but he had me fooled, and I thought he was going to be a beast. He was a bust. It's just that easy. That's all we're asking. 610-632-0975. Call in. NFL helmet rule has people deciding to maybe not watch the sport anymore outside of your favorite team. If that's the case, then what is your most enjoyable overall experience watching one of the four major sports? Which one is it for you across the board? 610-632-0975. Mine is still basketball. And it's because it's just a fun, athletic, up and down style of play that adapts. The officials do not get in the way. The players dictate the games. The coaches pretty much stay out of it, even though some of them try to make the game about them. It's overall a fun experience, both on television and live. Basketball is number one, my most enjoyable sports to watch currently. And I'm not going to stop watching football because of this helmet rule right now. I'm going to get frustrated in the moment when it happens, but I'm still going to watch the game. 610-632-0975. Sean Bradley, my biggest bust of Philadelphia draft picks overall. You should have had Penny Hardaway or Chris Webber. I'm never letting that down. Let's go to Mike and Delran next on the Fanatic. Mike, what's going on?
What's going on, baby? How are you?
I'm good. How about yourself?
I'm doing great, man. Listen, the guy ahead of me stole my thunder a little bit. He also failed to mention that trade and the draft happened on the exact same day. when they traded, Moses?
And, yep.
Moses and Terry Catledge to Washington for Cliff Robinson and Jeff Ruland, when every doctor told Harold Katz, stay away from Jeff Ruland. Not only that, you can dig this up. Harold Katz turned down an original deal for Moses over the summer that would have had Bill Laimbeer and Vinnie Johnson and the rights to John Sally to come to the Sixers.
Wow, I don't remember that one.
And at the time, all we would have had to give up was Clint Richardson and Moses. Done.
That's it?
Because if you put up Bill Laimbeer, I hated the guy. But if you put him alongside of Chuck, that was it. And, you know, you're right. The Brad Daugherty thing is probably the worst trade in NBA.
And you know why, too, Mike? It's because he worked him out in his driveway. When did you become an evaluator of talent, Harold Katz?
Well, forget about that. Not only that, I don't know if you know this, too. You can ask Pat Williams. He didn't want Barkley at all. He wanted Mel Big Plate Turpin. He wanted no part of it. He wanted Mel Turpin over Charles Barkley. It just goes to show you, Harold Katz, and he ran Andrew Toney out of town, too. He had absolutely no idea what he was doing, and he had no basketball. When Jack McMahon left the Sixers, and that's the guy who told him to take Barkley, it was a wrap.
Yeah,
and then you go back, like you said, Sean Bradley, a disgrace. Siobhan Wright was terrible. You know,
because it was not because just he was terrible on his own, because you took him after you took Sean Bradley and you already had Clarence Weatherspoon.
Not to mention you gave Scott Williams $21 million.
Oh, my goodness.
My parting shot is this. Look it up. 1984. I think it was the 20th pick. A million guys were available. He took Leon Wood. Have a good night, my brother.
Mike, great call. Appreciate it. 610-632-0975. Devon Givens again with you until 9 o'clock here on The Fanatic. That was Mike's version of Let Me Crush the Former 76ers. Period. And he just did. Sean Bradley, Sherrone Wright, Harold Katz, running them all down for the mistakes that were made. Leon Wood, who was drafted the same year as, was that the Charles Barkley draft? Yes. Yes, that was at number 10. Awful. 610-632-0975. Your most enjoyable overall experience across the board watching four major sports. That's because we're talking about the helmet rule and people feel like they're going to now back off of the NFL and not watch them outside of their local team. Are you going to do that? And if so, what is the most enjoyable experience watching one of the four major sports? 610-632-0975. And your biggest bust draft-wise, because Marcus Smith, 26th overall. Yes, he did not ask to be drafted in the first round, but I'm sure he wanted to be. And since he just got cut by the Seattle Seahawks and is now contemplating retirement, that's a bust. That's a bust. What's the biggest bust in sports, Philadelphia sports, draft history-wise, for you? 610-632-0975. Sean Bradley is always going to be my number one. Let's go to Khalil in West Philly next on The Fanatic. Lil, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, Devon?
What's going on with you, man? How you feeling?
I'm chilling. Check this out, man. They stole my thunder early with Sean Bradley. You off the rip. Then my man called later on with Larry Hughes. I likely threw my pizza at the television when we didn't get Paul Pierce. Like, I'm getting chills thinking about it now. I mean,
I remember that night, man. Yeah.
I mean, it's like you could go down the list. And I think a lot of our history has been messed up by bad picks. And I don't even want to come down on a young kid, but I hope that this recent pick doesn't become a bad one either.
Are you talking about Zaire Smith?
I'm talking about Markel.
Oh, Markel. Oh, yeah. Okay.
I was truly a Tatum fan. I'm like, he comes from a winning pedigree. The boy is ready to play, and he killed us in the playoffs. I'm like, we should have drafted him.
Yep, man. Listen, I like Jason Tatum, too. When they moved up to number one, I was fine with it because I understood what they were doing. But when they were at three, Lil, my two guys were Dennis Smith and Jason Tatum, because I just thought both of those two would fit with the team and give you something
exactly
that you didn't have. Yeah.
Exactly. Now, one quick point about football. I think the governing bodies of the football, NFL, is messing things up, and we could be really watching the demise of that franchise. They need to take some notes from the NBA and really figure out how they need to let their players be and also give us a viable product that we can digest every day. I agree with everything you say about the NBA. I love watching the NBA, and I think the NBA is staying current because not only is it interesting, the drama is also tantalizing. I mean, it gets you with the backstory, who got traded where and where they went. And then lastly, like, NBA is all over Twitter. I mean, like, they got the young kids, too. That's it.
Hey, Lil, you coming to FanFest this weekend?
I would love to, man.
You are now. Make sure you find me on Saturday, Lil. Thanks. Great call, man. Appreciate it. Hang on, okay?
Okay.
You got it, man. Thanks for the call. Listen, I agree with Khalil on everything. First of all, yes, I've said basketball was my choice anyway. But one of the reasons why is because they let them play the game for the most part. Yes, they get away with travel and turning the ball over by carrying it and things of that nature from time to time. But the athleticism, the, as Mike calls it, the ballet of the NBA game, of basketball, because they're athletes at that size and doing what they do, it's an enjoyable product. And they let them play. The coaches, for the most part, they let them play. It's a good experience overall. The NFL, here we go. Let me throw this whistle. Let me throw this flag. Let me blow this whistle, throw this flag. All of this stuff is, it's just, it's going to be a big problem. 610-632-0975. So much so that people are talking about they're not going to watch the game. Hunter in Harrisburg joins us on 97.5. Hunter, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good, man. What you got for us?
I didn't hear what you said. What did you say there?
I said, I'm doing good. Thank you. What do you have for us?
Oh, well, I want to ask, if he said he wouldn't trade Foles for a first-round draft pick because he is the backup quarterback, what would it take for him to get rid of Foles? Because in my opinion, Foles has never been a quarterback that was ever going to do anything for Philly. And
who said that they wouldn't trade him?
Well, just a couple minutes ago, it was on there, Mike said he wouldn't get rid of him for a first-round draft pick.
Mike said that earlier this afternoon.
Yeah.
Maybe. I didn't hear that. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so what I wondered is what would he trade him for? Is my question.
I can't answer for Mike. I don't know.
Okay, what would you trade him for then?
First round pick.
You would trade him. Okay.
Absolutely.
That's what I wanted to hear.
Sure I would. Now, if I can get what I want, I'm going to get a first and maybe a third or a fourth, similar to what you got with the Sam Bradford deal a couple of years ago when they traded him to Minnesota. But
okay,
if they're not going to do it, then there's nothing I can do about it except for hold on to him.
Yes. No, in my opinion, he's a great backup quarterback.
Yes.
But if someone would offer me that, how do you not take that?
Yeah, and you would really do it knowing that Carson Wentz is going to be fine.
Yeah. Well, the way he's moving, and everyone says as long as he's clear, he's playing, and he's going to, he has to come back. When he comes back, as soon as he's clear, he's going to play. They're not going to baby him.
I don't think they're going to baby him either, but they're going to be smart about it.
Yes, he feels he's being held back right now. There's no doubt about that, too.
Mm-hmm. And what did you have on the helmet rule?
On the helmet rule, I don't know how, if it gets out of hand. Like, if they would call it like they are now, which they're not, I would really hope not. If they would call it like they are now, I wouldn't be able to watch football. There's no way.
You want to bail out?
I'd be gone. There's no way.
All right. You got it, man. Appreciate it. 610-632-0975. He said he was going to bail out. That's the first one we've gotten that said he's not going to watch the game anymore. 610-632-0975. Elbow Shaferi corrected me on Twitter real fast. Said that's wrong, D. Bynum trade was the year after drafting Turner. Okay, thanks. Cousins would have been with him. But taking Turner over Cousins was a classic don't get fired GM move by Stefanski. Hey, good call. Because, again, he had that whole combustible nature of him. DeMarcus Cousins, and we know here we are now where he's on his third team, and part of it is because not just the Achilles, but because he's very volatile. 610-632-0975. Most enjoyable overall experience in watching sports right now? Questioning you watching the NFL because of this new helmet rule. It's got people frustrated. So what do you enjoy watching of the four major sports? Which one is number one for you? And biggest bust in draft sports in Philadelphia history, pardon me, because Marcus Smith, 2014 draft pick for the Birds, 26th overall. No, he did not want to be. No, he did not ask, but I'm sure he wanted to be drafted in the first round. Therefore, he is a bust. Cut by the Seahawks on the 17th of this month, just a few days ago. What's the number one draft bust for you in Philadelphia sports history? 610-632-0975. Devon Givens right here on the Fanatic.
You're listening to 98. 97.5, The Fanatic. So, you're planning on coming to FanFest this Saturday, and you're looking for an incentive to get there early. Will $50,000 and an MVP meet and greet with Ben Simmons motivate you?
Damn right.
Thought so. Get to FanFest early this Saturday because the first 900 people in line before the doors open at 1 p.m. will have a chance at winning $50,000.
Brought to you by Tony Roney's Pizza.
And you'll also get a chance to meet and grab a pick with the NBA Rookie of the Year, Ben Simmons. Don't have tickets yet? Listen all day this week to score your pair of tickets. Fanatic FanFest this Saturday, August 25th at Xfinity Live.
This is Jason Martinez for Conkerville Subaru. When you come to Conkerville Subaru for service, you're going to see faces you recognize. Talk to people who know you and get service you can trust, because driving your car off the lot is just the beginning of the journey. That's why I and world champion Fletcher Cox get our cars from Conkerville. Fletcher just picked up his SUV from Conkerville. After training camp, Fletcher will share his Conkerville experiences with you and tell you about the AI DuPont Hospital for Children SAC Challenge. Now's the time to drive home the Subaru you have always wanted. All 2018 Outbacks, Foresters, Imprezas, and Legacies are 0% financing for the month of August. You all know Subarus are built to last. Buying one with 0% financing makes so much sense. While you're there, check out the new Subaru Ascent, the first full-size Subaru SUV. It's fantastic. Visit 202subaru.com. That's 202subaru.com for inventory and details. 0% finance deal ends August 31st, 2018. Conkerville cares. Hi, it's Jason Martinez here for Window Nation. It's back to school time. And to help you get educated about Window Nation, they're offering instruction on supply and demand. Beat the fall rush. Window Nation has extra capacity now, so lock in the lowest pricing before the demand goes up. With Window Nation's back to school sale, you get one free window for every one you buy. Wood or vinyl styles, buy four, get four free. Buy eight, get eight free, with no limit. Get an A-plus in savings and receive 0% interest until 2020. That's like a free ride until 2020. Use it towards your kids' books, clothes, backpacks, shoes, or even treat yourself. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. Get one free window for every one you buy. Buy four, get four free. There's no limit. Plus 0% interest until 2020. This is like free money. Do a little homework today. Get your windows installed before the cold arrives and save big during Window Nation's back-to-school sale. Call today at 866-90-NATION. Or visit windownation.com. That's 866-90-NATION or windownation.com and tell them Jason sent you.
With the new Express Sports football and car racing from the Pennsylvania Lottery, you can play your favorite sports at participating retailers, bars, and restaurants. Make your picks on your placelet, like touchdown pass on the third play, or the first three cars across the finish line, and watch the fast-paced, lifelike action on the big screen. With drawings for cash prizes every 5 minutes, there's never a dull moment. Come on.
Express Sports from the Pennsylvania Lottery. Compete from your seat. Players must be 18 or older. Benefits older Pennsylvanians every day.
Reach your savings goals faster this summer with Citadel's new high-rate certificates. Enjoy an annual percentage yield of 2.85%. That's right, 2.85% when you open a 30-month certificate, or earn 2.65% on a 20-month certificate. These new high rates are only for a limited time, so don't miss out. To learn more, visit citadelbanking.com/earnmore, call Citadel, or stop by a Citadel branch today. Citadel, banking with one focus. You. Minimum deposit $75,000. Rate subject to change. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, it's Natalie from 97.5 The Fanatic. Family and Company Jewelers is at it again this year, offering Fanatic listeners the chance to win $2,500 toward a Fantasy Viraggio engagement ring for your fantasy girl. Go to the contest page on 97.5thefanatic.com to enter, and don't forget to stop by their booth at FanFest on August 25th for a chance to play me in cornhole and win some great prizes. Family and Company Jewelers on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey, and online at familyjewelers.com, South Jersey's largest diamond destination.
I'm riled up. The heat is on, and that's when some homeowners can get taken advantage of. When your AC unit breaks down during a heat wave, you need a contractor who will get the job done right. Riley Sales has 50 years in the HVAC business. We know the best. On a budget, not expecting this expense, Duquesne Air Conditioning is the right choice right now. Looking for a high-efficiency system with a service contract? We know the company for you. RileySales.com. R-I-L-E-Y sales.com. We'll recommend a pro who will get the job done right.
Hey, it's Harry Mays here to talk about the fastest-growing Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram dealer in the tri-state area. My friends at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Come see why so many South Jersey and Philly buyers are coming to Turnersville for great deals on new Jeeps, Ram pickups, Dodges, and Chryslers at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Now, I was down there, and I'll tell you, wait till you see their huge selection of new Wranglers, Cherokees, Grand Cherokees, and Ram pickup trucks at TurnersvilleJeep.com. And here's what's great. They're just minutes from all the bridges on Route 42 in Turnersville, New Jersey. Or you can check them out at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Go down there and ask for my main man, Ron, at TurnersvilleJeep.com. It'll be worth the trip. This is Harry Mays for TurnersvilleJeep.com, located on Route 42 in Turnersville. Check them out at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Oh, did I say TurnersvilleJeep.com? TurnersvilleJeep.com, located on Route 42 in Turnersville.
Moss Rehab is proud to rank for the 9th consecutive year among the nation's top 10 best hospitals for rehabilitation by U.S. News & World Report. See why at MossRehab.com/top 10.
Sports talk for Levittown and all of Bucks County. 97.5, The Fanatic.
731, 97.5, The Fanatic. Devon Givens with you until 9. Good to be hanging out with you guys. Back from the weekend. Hope you had an enjoyable one as we get ready for a special weekend, of course, here on 97.5, The Fanatic, with Fan Fest on Saturday. It's going to be a great time, and hopefully everything cooperates and we get another great one. It's our 5th annual and we start at 1 to 6. Ben Simmons is going to be there. We'll give you a lot more of that as the show goes on. 610-632-0975. If you want to jump in, join the conversation on what we're talking about watching sports overall, the most enjoyable watching experience you have right now, whether it be live or television, everything that comes with watching a game. Baseball, hockey, football, basketball. It's being questioned in the NFL right now because of the helmet rule. People are frustrated by it and saying they are not going to watch the game if the officials are going to call it like this. And if that's the case, simply asking you guys, what is the most enjoyable watching experience you have right now of the four major sports? So 610-632-0975 in the biggest bust in draft history in Philadelphia, because Marcus Smith, he was let go by the Seattle Seahawks just a couple of days ago. So we're asking, again, give us a draft pick. I'll give you an example. At Tippy215, Larry Hughes. We've gotten that one a couple of times on Twitter, once on the phones, and we're keeping a tally. So if you hear it, don't be frustrated. Say it again, and we can talk about it again, how frustrated you are as to why that player did not work here in Philadelphia. 610-632-0975. Jay in West Philly is on 97.5. Jay.
Yo, what's going on, Devon? How you feel,
man? I'm good, man. What's going on?
Ain't nothing. Yo, my most enjoyable experience right now is watching those Warriors play basketball, man.
See? Look at that.
That might change with DeMarcus coming, man. But them boys, man,
I don't think so. But, you know.
Look. They that old Sacramento team on steroids, man.
the Weber and Divac, Bibby. Yeah.
That's what it is. They did the same thing. They just can't get over Shaq, man. But these boys, man.
Yep.
It's like you got to be on your toes on defense at all times, man.
And now they have a new weapon in Cousins. I think it's going to work. I hear what you're saying, Jay, but I do think it will work.
Look, but what I want to find out about my Sixers, man, I'm confident, man. At first, I was upset they ain't do nothing. The only person I wanted out of that free agency deal was Paul George. But I think the only reason we ain't get him is for two reasons, because we ain't have our GM stuff settled. And you know, he laid back. I think he's scared of Russ.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. That's why I think he stayed, too, because he got a little – he didn't want to – and he said it. It was weird, Jay. He said he didn't want to disappoint people.
Yeah, man.
Right? So that's why I always let the Kevin Durant thing go. Yes, he went to the team that beat him. But here's my thing. It was funny. He said that he was tired of pleasing everybody else. And he was he wanted to go play in a style of basketball that he felt like was going to be fun.
It's funny because you watch it now, like they was on NBA TV playing like old, you know, games from particular franchises for the day. And you watch them when they was all young. It was point guard stuff that Russ wasn't doing. Like he ain't get his shot in three, three runs or something. You can see he come down run by everybody.
Yep.
That's when the and Harden did all that.
And that's why Harden was playing point guard a lot when he came in.
Exactly, exactly, man. It was crazy.
It was, man. Biggest bust.
All right. I need you to talk on the Sixers a little bit. I had one question for the Sixers before I give you the bust. Is that cool?
Okay, yeah.
I just wanted to see what was going on with our wing players. I got a lot of confidence in Markel, but I want to see if you heard anything about Ben and Covington improving their games also, because everybody get on Fultz. But my bust was Freddie Mitchell.
Reggie Wayne. He talked to talk. Oh, man. Run him real fast. Go ahead, Jay. Reggie Wayne.
Wayne. Chad Johnson.
Chris Chambers. Steve Smith. Yep. That was all of them. All of them had a career in the league.
This bum, because they ain't really like that In-N-Out burger.
Yeah, man. they sat down and ate burgers, and he was a cocky guy, and they liked the confidence. Jay, that was a great call, man. Thanks for it, man. Really appreciate it. My goodness. Chris Chambers, Reggie Wayne, Chad Johnson, Steve Smith. All of them passed over for Freddie Mitchell. All of them. All of them. 610-632-0975. That was a great one. And not a that was a bad one because he was not good. 610-632-0975. Patton Bluebell joins us on 97.5. What's up, Pat?
Yeah, I think the head rule playing in the NFL, it's going to play itself out.
Okay.
I think a lot of people have alluded to the fact that we're going to see what's going on in the preseason just to show the NFL players, hey, okay, this is what you can and can't do. So hopefully it won't be that bad.
I hope not. I hope not, Pat. But again, the way they're going, and you know it's preseason, as you said, so they're going to try some things and all that. But it's going to get us frustrated in the moment. You hope that after the week, the final week of the preseason, the week that they have off leading into the regular season, that the NFL and the officials sit down and say, okay. And I'm sure they do it now in between weeks and games in the preseason, but they sit down and say, okay, hey, this is what we saw here. The officials say, this is what we saw. They come to, you know, this moment where they're all coming together to figure things out to make sure it's not bad on game day.
Yeah, because, I mean, who would want to see a game turned over by a possible call that's questionable? I don't think anyone wants to see that, so... Hopefully it'll all work out. We'll see. I think after two or three weeks of the regular season, we'll see what happens. I don't think it'll be that bad. That's my opinion.
Okay. And again, we've only had one caller to call in and say that he's not going to watch it. I know I'm still going to watch it, but that's why we were asking, you know, what do you like to watch? Because people might bail out on this.
Not likely.
I agree. I don't think it's going to happen, but hey, they keep saying it.
Yeah, now, but the biggest bust, you know, it's funny. It's horrific. And only because I'm a resident of the area in which the crime happened. It was Kevin Allen.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I can't even, your listeners don't want to hear what this person did.
Yeah.
On the beach in,
That's,
He committed a horrific crime. He was a first round draft pick. He didn't play well. He committed a horrific crime.
People can look it up if they want to. Yeah, if they want to see
Kevin Allen. It was just, I mean, what he did and with his accomplice and beating, I mean, and rape and beating, I mean, that's beyond a bad player. That's a bad person.
That's a bad guy. That's definitely a bad guy. Pat, thanks for the call, man. Really appreciate it. That is a bad guy. And if you want to look that up, yeah, feel free. Go ahead and look it up. But yeah, we were talking more on the field, but appreciate the call, Pat. We were talking more on the field and things that they didn't do on the field, which is why they are no longer or were no longer with the team. Let go. But Kevin Allen is definitely a bad one. 610-632-0975. But back to Jay. When Jay was talking about from West Philly and he brought up watching the Golden State Warriors, the experience of watching that style of play. Everybody adapts. It's now adapted from fast breaks, get to the rim, layup, dunk. It's now fast breaks, flare out to the three-point line, and knock down your jumper. and occasionally go to the basket and get that layup or dunk. And if you have specifically like the Golden State Warriors talent like they do, you can do all of it. Right? You space the floor, fill the lanes like you normally do, but run one runs to the corner, the other runs to the wing, and maybe that opens up the floor for whoever has the ball in the middle of the court to get to the basket for a layup or a dunk. And you know what happens next. They're going to make sure they try to cut that off still. You kick it out to Curry or Thompson, and they knock down that three. Lights out. 610-632-0975. That's why basketball is enjoyable. And you have that here in Philadelphia right now being played at the center. We've seen where Ben Simmons pushing the break. What does he do? Hits J.J. Redick on the wing. Hits Ilyasova or Bellinelli on the wing, even though they are currently going. And I'll get to the point that Jay also asked about the wings for the Philadelphia 76ers right now. We'll make sure we do that on the other side where I can give a little more time. 610-632-0975. The NBA is still the most enjoyable game-watching experience that I have right now of the four major sports. And with people questioning their loyalty now to the NFL and not watching that game because of the helmet rules, saying they might bail out, what is your most enjoyable overall experience across the board of the four major sports? 610-632-0975. Plus, again, Marcus Smith, cut by the Seahawks, draft picked by the Eagles in 2014. He doesn't have a job, and he's thinking about retiring. What's the biggest bust in Philadelphia sports history? Right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
This is 97.5 The Fanatic. Fanatic Fan Fest is now less than 1 week away. Do you have tickets? If not, stay tuned to The Fanatic for upcoming online ticket raids. And head to 975thefanatic.com to see where the next on-site ticket raid location will be. Hooters Bikini Beach. Fans, beer, food, exotic cars, interactive activities, Super Bowl champion Brent Celek, and NBA Rookie of the Year Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons brought to us by Coors Light, the official partner of the Philadelphia 76ers. Fanatic Fan Fest, presented by the Tropicana Atlantic City, Saturday, August 25th, from Xfinity Live.
This is Jason Martinez for Conkerville Nissan. Now, when you come to Conkerville Nissan for service, you're going to see faces you recognize. Talk to people who know you and get service you can trust. Because driving your car off the lot is just the beginning of the journey. That's why I and world champion Fletcher Cox get our cars from Conkerville Nissan. Fletcher just picked up his 2018 Midnight Edition Murano. After training camp, Fletcher will share his Conkerville experiences with you and tell you about the AI DuPont Hospital for Children SAC Challenge. Lease a new 2018 Rogue S all-wheel drive, just $199 per month for 36 months will total due at start of $1,935 or a 2018 Sentra SV for only $139 per month for 36 months with total due at start of $1,875 or buy any new Nissan with 0% financing for 60 months. Conkerville Nissan on Route 202 South in Glen Mills. Online at 202Nissan.com. That's 202Nissan.com. Tax, tax, and title extra. Prior sales excluded. Rogue S priced at $26,604. VIN number JCA28013. Sentra SV priced at $19,696. VIN number JY273004. Vehicle must be in stock and delivery taken by August 31st, 2018.
Hear ye, hear ye. I bringeth thee a message from... a message from the king and his new trumpeter, Stephen. The king wishes me to convey his favor to thine team and thine tailgate. Not yet. He invites thee to let the Bud Light flow forth. And he also wishes me to tell thee that he toasts thee. Waiteth until the end, Stephen! With Game Day's favorite light lager and the slogan of his kingdom... Oh. Dilly-dilly.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
I'm riled up. The heat is on, and that's when some homeowners can get taken advantage of. When your AC unit breaks down during a heat wave, you need a contractor who will get the job done right. Riley Sales has 50 years in the HVAC business. We know the best. On a budget, not expecting this expense? Duquesne Air Conditioning is the right choice right now. Looking for a high-efficiency system with a service contract? We know the company for you. RileySales.com. R-I-L-E-Y sales.com. We'll recommend a pro who will get the job done right.
Real cases from the files of Swartz Cullerton.
My name is Chance. I was a lead technician and good at my job until I suffered a devastating car accident in my work truck. The truck flipped and I was barely injured. Even though I was the victim and the police blamed the other driver, the company where I worked and its insurance company treated me horribly. Then I called the attorneys at Swartz Cullerton. They referred me to top specialists who offered incredible care. They brought me back to good health. Swartz Cullerton fought hard and got me a large cash settlement. Without Swartz Cullerton, I don't know if I ever would have won my claim. I refer all my friends and family to Swartz Cullerton. Swartz Cullerton got me justice.
If you've been injured at work, get justice. Call 1-800-JUSTICE. That's 1-800-587-8423. 1-800-JUSTICE. Don't let the insurance companies take advantage of you. Call 1-800-JUSTICE. That's 1-800-JUSTICE.
Hi, it's Jason Martinez here for Window Nation. It's back to school time. And to help you get educated about Window Nation, they're offering instruction on supply and demand. Beat the fall rush. Window Nation has extra capacity now, so lock in the lowest pricing before the demand goes up. With Window Nation's back to school sale, you get one free window for every one you buy. Wood or vinyl styles, buy four, get four free. Buy eight, get eight free, with no limit. Get an A-plus in savings and receive 0% interest until 2020. That's like a free ride until 2020. Use it towards your kids' books, clothes, backpacks, shoes, or even treat yourself. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. Get one free window for every one you buy. Buy four, get four free. There's no limit. Plus 0% interest until 2020. This is like free money. Do a little homework today. Get your windows installed before the cold arrives and save big during Window Nation's back-to-school sale. Call today at 866-90-NATION. Or visit windownation.com. That's 866-90-NATION or windownation.com and tell them Jason sent you.
Barbera.
Hi, I'm Gary Barbera.
Wait, I'm Gary Barbera. And we approve this message.
It's official.
Gary Barbera wants to thank you for making us number one.
Oh, mama.
300 Jeeps cheap.
At Barbera.
On the Boulevard.
Hello.
300 Jeeps cheap.
During Gary Barbera's On the Boulevard
summer clearance event.
300 Jeeps cheap.
And
Challengers.
Chargers from $19,990.
Minivans from $19,990.
300 Jeeps cheap.
No models are being held back. Even Ram trucks are from $19,990.
It's official.
You made Gary Barbera's number one in Dodge sales as reported by Dodge Division. We couldn't and we wouldn't say it if it weren't true.
How do we do it?
All we do is discount Dodges, Chryslers, Rams, and
300 Jeeps cheap. Is Barbera's on the Boulevard the best?
Boy, I guess.
It's official.
Barbera's is number one and we're having fun.
The Sixer Station.
You said it's kind of jam, a throwdown.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Yeah, 747, 97.5, The Fanatic. Devon Givens, Benny Odita, producing the show. Joe Torti, 9 to midnight. What's up? 610-632-0975 as we talk about this helmet rule, but more geared towards if people are saying they're not going to watch it and we enjoy the experience of the NFL, if they're going to start throwing these flags, we don't have an experience right now of watching the NFL because you're going to bail out. That's what some people say. I personally don't think people are going to do it, but you might. And if that's the case, what is currently the most enjoyable of the four major sports? What's the most enjoyable experience overall across the board in watching one of our four major sports? 610-632-0975. And plus, again, Marcus Smith, cut by the Seattle Seahawks. He was a 2014 first-round draft pick of the Eagles, contemplating retirement. And if that is the case for him, we're talking about biggest bust in draft history in Philadelphia. A lot of basketball players we've gotten so far on the phones. Some football players as well. Nothing from baseball and hockey too much. So we're still taking those calls. And again, we're here until 9 o'clock on the Fanatic. 610-632-0975. Mike and Del Ran joins us next on the Fanatic. What's up, Mike?
Yo, what's up, Devon?
What's going on, man?
You know what? You know what's funny is that towards the end of the basketball season, some of the people on your shows, or not your show, but some of the shows on the station had the conversation of whether they thought basketball would ever be more popular than the NFL.
Yes.
At the time, it's absolutely not. It'll never happen, right? Well, with this rule and what I've seen so far, if that continues in the regular season, now the conversation will be able to be had in a couple of years. Like, I'm not saying people aren't going to watch, because I know I'll still watch, I guess, but you know, the conversation can happen. Like, that's that bad. People are that frustrated.
People people are really upset about this, Mike. And that's why I, you know, that's why we threw it to the wide open thing about overall with the four major sports. If you're, you know, if you feel that way, then what is good? What do you enjoy watching? Then yes, we all like watching football, but if you're going to be taking this away from your enjoyable experience of watching one of your favorite sports, then what are you watching? Right?
I'm going to watch the World Series of Poker.
But real fast before you get to your guy, that's the thing about the NBA. It's almost a 12-month-a-year league now, Mike.
It's
already at 11. It's almost a 12-month because once you get past summer league, then it pretty much slows down a little bit of August and jumping into September because they get going. Even though the NFL happens, it's almost a 12-month-a-year league. They're peaking.
Yep, you're absolutely right. My boss, so he didn't play professionally for any of the Philadelphia teams, but he was a local guy, and we actually talked about him a few weeks ago, and it wasn't even his fault. It was DeJuan Wagner, man.
That's a shame.
You know, it's a real shame. Like, you know, you hear these other guys, they make their own bed, right? Like, either effort or just get in legal trouble.
Uh-huh.
But I'll tell you, I feel bad for that kid forever. You know, he had a promising career, and injuries just, you know, within two seasons, it was over for him.
Yeah, and that was a health thing. That wasn't really just injuries. That was a health thing.
Right.
That could have, you know, exactly. And you know what the other thing, too, Mike, was? He probably would have worked with LeBron James.
Absolutely. LeBron James, those guys.
LeBron James and DeJuan Wagner?
He would have been LeBron. He would have been Jordan. He would have been the Pippen to Michael Jordan.
Oh, my goodness.
I agree with you 100%, man.
Yep.
All right,
thanks.
Bye. I'll see you at FanFest, man.
Oh, no doubt, man. I'll see you Saturday. Okay. Appreciate it. 610-632-0975. And for those who don't know DeJuan Wagner, please look him up. I know you do, but Camden DeJuan Wagner, 100-point game DeJuan Wagner, he was that good. 610-632-0975. And yes, the NBA is an 11-month-a-year league now. Will it catch the NFL? Maybe not. But we never thought any sport could really touch the NFL. And in terms of interest, the NBA does it, partly because the style of play on the floor, the fact that you know who they are, the star power in the NBA versus the star power in the NFL. The NFL has stars, but we don't really know them. We only know some of them. The NBA, you know every one of them. DeMarcus Cousins, crazy as all get out, right? But he's in Sacramento. You know who he is. Kevin Garnett, when he was a star for the Minnesota Timberwolves. In Minnesota, you knew who he was. That's not the case in the NFL. And right now, the way the NBA markets their league, the NFL is the best, but the NBA does it better overall. 610-632-0975. Bill in Houston joins us on 97.5. What's up, Bill?
Hey there. Good evening. So I've got a choice. We made a draft pick. We traded for a draft pick a number of years ago in Philadelphia, and we had to give away the house to get that draft pick. He was a dominant player for us for a number of years, but if you follow the path of the players that we gave away, and in particular one player, that one player became one of the top players to ever play hockey. He led his team to two Stanley Cup championships. And in the end, I think it was a horrendous deal. Can you guess who I'm talking about?
He won two. He was drafted by the Flyers?
He was drafted by the Flyers, and we had to give away a lot to get the draft rights. And if you follow the players that we gave away,
Forsberg and all of that, the Eric Lindros deal?
That's it.
Okay.
We knew that Eric Lindros had a medical history, and we gave away Peter Forsberg and the house. And I thought that was a horrendous trade.
Yeah, but we can call it a bust. I understand you mean that Lindros should have had Stanley Cup titles here in Philadelphia underneath his belt. He did not. But was it a bust? Because I get you what you're saying, because Chris Forsberg and others went on to Colorado to help them win. But Lindros was still Lindros. He just didn't get it done, ultimately.
Right, I would agree. And in reference to the
Not a
NFL,
bust. Go ahead. Yep.
In reference to the NFL, I work as a psychotherapist, and I work with a lot of people who have traumatic brain injuries and a lot of families who have had to deal with suicides in their family. And on my end, I would have had to walk away from the NFL if they didn't continue to put rules in place to try to reduce the number of injuries, brain injuries. I just, you know, it used to be, I used to love watching somebody get nailed coming across the middle. Now I see it and I cringe.
Yeah, and I still like the big hit, Bill. Thanks for the call, man. I hear you when it comes to that, especially in your field of work. I can see where you feel that. Listen, I don't want anybody to get hurt. Of course not. No, I just want to see a good, clean hit, and that's it. But I don't want anyone. I don't want to see anyone get hurt. No. 610-632-0975. We're going to run this quick break. And Raheem, Mike, Adam, hang on. We got three open phone lines for the first time in a bit. If you want to jump in, 610-632-0975. The 8 o'clock hour is coming up, and we're talking about what you like to watch, your most enjoyable watching experience right now. People are basically saying, hey, the NFL is going to call the game like this. We're out. That's the case. What is your most enjoyable overall experience in watching one of these four sports? 610-632-0975. And biggest bust, draft sports here, Philadelphia. I'm Devon Givens. 8 o'clock hour on the other side, right here on the Fanatic.
Home of the Philly sports fan. 97.5. The Fanatic. So, you're planning on coming to FanFest this Saturday, and you're looking for an incentive to get there early. Will $50,000 and an MVP meet and greet with Ben Simmons motivate you?
Damn right.
Thought so. Get to FanFest early this Saturday because the first 900 people in line before the doors open at 1 p.m. will have a chance at winning $50,000.
Brought to you by Tony Roni's Pizza.
And you'll also get a chance to meet and grab a pick with the NBA Rookie of the Year, Ben Simmons. Don't have tickets yet? Listen all day this week to score your pair of tickets. Fanatic FanFest this Saturday, August 25th at Xfinity Live.
But whether it's a long drive to the shore or a trip from the suburbs to the city, there's nothing like driving in the comfort and style of a Mercedes-Benz. Before you hit the road, see the great people at Mercedes-Benz of these three dealerships, Fort Washington, Westchester, or Atlantic City. Now, from the sporty C-Class sedans to the GLE family SUVs, I promise you will not be disappointed driving a Mercedes. No one can beat Mercedes-Benz when it comes to luxury. Treat yourself to sitting in first class every day and pair that with the groundbreaking safety advancements and technology. Every dollar you spend on a new Mercedes is worth it. You'll be loyal for life. So if you're looking for a new car and doing some online research, just go to yourmercedes.com. You'll see their incredible selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. And when you're ready to test drive, go to any of the Mercedes-Benz dealerships that I go to. It's Mercedes-Benz of Fort Washington, Mercedes-Benz of Westchester, or Mercedes-Benz of Atlantic City, and tell them Mike Miss sent you.
Hey, Philadelphia. GEICO presents need-to-know information because you have to draw the line between what you need to know and what you don't.
Sometimes I wear something I grabbed off the floor if it passes the smell test.
See, didn't need to know that. But when it comes to insurance, the more you know, the better. Like knowing GEICO is the second largest auto insurer in the country. Plus, they've been around for over 75 years and have a 97% customer satisfaction rating.
Yeah, I've tasted dog food before. It really didn't taste that bad.
Again, not really needed. But knowing GEICO offers more than just car insurance is important, like motorcycle, RV, and boat insurance. And the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you insure your home, apartment, and condo.
If I forget someone's name, I call them dude or man, and then avoid talking to them until I figure it out.
And not needed. But you should know local agents in your area could help you find even more savings with GEICO, like military or federal discounts. And GEICO offers emergency roadside service. Switching insurance is an important decision. You can never know too much about it. So, Philadelphia, contact GEICO online, over the phone, or at your local office for all the information you really need.
So, John, what should the Eagles' focus be this season?
Eagles fast play, for sure.
As opposed to what?
I'm talking Eagles fast play tickets from the Pennsylvania Lottery. Playing's faster than our wide receiver running a slant.
Faster than our defense blitzing the QB?
Oh, yeah! The game's got progressive top prizes, plus second chance drawings for Eagles game tickets, meet and greets, autographed merchandise, and more.
Wow, I'm gonna get mine fast.
Fast play. Play fast, win instantly. Players must be 18 or older. Please play responsibly. Benefits older Pennsylvanians every day.
You can't serve the financial needs of five generations of business customers without developing an understanding of what those needs are. At Univest, it comes from a willingness to listen and our local values. It's who we are and who we'll be for you, too. Whether it's loans for expansion, insurance plans to protect your employees, or creating an effective retirement plan, get advice from a financial partner you trust. Univest Banking Insurance and Investments. Financial solutions for your business.
Hey everybody, Anthony Gargano here to talk to you about the most convenient and affordable way to help with your cleanup. Oh, I love this product. It's the Magster Bag, of course. A 3-cubic yard dumpster in a bag sold at Home Depot, Lowe's, local home improvement stores, and for only $29.99. Look, the Magster handles all jobs. So whether it's cleaning out the basement, the garage, the attic, maybe you're a contractor, or maybe you just want to purge all the bad luck in your life, like I did with the sports community. It works, baby. I'm telling you. Throw everything in a Magster. Anything you want to get rid of, in a Magster it goes. And it's convenient, and it's affordable, and it's on demand. You buy it, fill it, simply schedule your collection, and poof, gone. No time limits, completely on demand. Go to TheBagster.com to find stores nearest you for more details. That's right. Anthony Gargano telling you to clean it up with the Magster dumpster in a bag.
Hey, it's Harry Mays here to talk about the fastest growing Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram dealer in the tri-state area. My friends at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Come see why so many South Jersey and Philly buyers are coming to Turnersville for great deals on new Jeeps, Ram pickups, Dodges, and Chryslers at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Now, I was down there, and I'll tell you, wait till you see their huge selection of new Wranglers, Cherokees, Grand Cherokees, and Ram pickup trucks at TurnersvilleJeep.com. And here's what's great. They're just minutes from all the bridges on Route 42 in Turnersville, New Jersey. Or you can check them out at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Go down there and ask for my main man, Ron, at TurnersvilleJeep.com. It'll be worth the trip. This is Harry Mays for TurnersvilleJeep.com, located on Route 42 in Turnersville. Check them out at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Oh, did I say TurnersvilleJeep.com? TurnersvilleJeep.com, located on Route 42 in Turnersville.
Gargano in the morning. Martinez and Mays midday. Missinelli afternoon. As Philly's best sports talk, period. This is 97.5 The Fanatic. WPEN Burlington, Philadelphia. A Beasley Media Group station. Broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios. Only from Comcast.
8 o'clock hour is underway right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Joe Torti coming up at 9 o'clock. Carrying you until midnight. I'm Devon Gibbons, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studio, only from Comcast. Benny Odita is producing the show. He's been behind the glass the entire time, doing a great job. As always, you guys also doing a great job, as always, with your phone calls at 610-632-0975. You can also reach us on Twitter at 975TheFanatic and at DevonG975. That's DevonG975. If you can't get through on the phones, we can discuss there as well. Always try to get people in, like I did with Captain South Philly at Joey T. Philly. He said, "You read my mind, man. I was 11, and I think it was the first time I dropped the F-bomb when they drafted Bradley. Best thing he did in his career was Space Jam, and even then, the cartoon version was better than Sean Bradley." I don't know how he got, maybe that was his agent or the fact that they were going against the Monstars, and he was just this 7'6 guy. Michael Jordan was like, or whoever the casting people were saying, "Yeah, let's get that. Let's get the biggest dude in the NFL. I mean, in the NBA, and have him in the movie to go against whatever they were doing." So he's right. Space Jam was pretty good, but him not so much. So I hear you, Captain South Philly, and that's all we were asking. Marcus Smith, 26th overall in the 2014 draft, let go by the Eagles couple of seasons ago, let go by the Seattle Seahawks just about 3 days ago. So he's a free agent contemplating retirement. He was a bust, even though he wasn't asked to be drafted at 26. I'm sure he wanted to be drafted in the first round. Therefore, he's a bust. 610-632-0975. So who is your choice for the worst draft pick that you can remember that really still gets under your skin? Because mine is Sean Bradley, just like Captain South Philly. Penny Hardaway should have been a Sixer. Chris Webber should have been a Sixer. One of the two should have been a Sixer, and the rebuild would have taken place from there on. But nope. Jim Lynham got enamored with the 7'6". Sean Bradley, never let it go. I will never let it go. 610-632-0975. Plus, again, the main topic is simple. With the NFL new rule with the helmet thing going on that people are frustrated about, people are saying they're going to bail on watching the sport. If that's the case, then what is your most enjoyable overall experience across the board watching of the major four sports, basketball, baseball, hockey, or football, if it's still there, then let us know. Mine is basketball for a lot of the obvious reasons. And we just talked about that with Mike and Del Rand and a few other people. And we're going to find out how Michael and Northern Liberties feel right here next on 97.5. How you doing, Mike?
Hey, what's going on, Devon?
What's going on, man?
Hey, nah, I just wanted to real quick. I heard the question about other sports we'd watch outside of football.
Yeah, if they're turning you away with this NFL thing, and, you know, what is enjoyable overall for you of the four major?
Right. Well, I mean, I understand the question, context of the question, but I mean, I don't think you should discount soccer, man. It's an emerging sport. I mean, that's something I'm really getting into. I mean, I never really watched it a lot, but with like the World Cup and like all these European teams coming over and, you know, the sport's really emerging. So, I mean, I really like, I'd probably get into the soccer more than anything else.
No, and again, listen, I'm not disrespecting the sport of soccer. Generally, when we do stuff like this, we do, in fact, make it about the four major that we have here. And yes, the union are here and people do really get into it. And I'm not taking anything away from them, but of the four major, you know, NFL is as popular as soccer is worldwide, we know it's not as popular in our country when it comes to basketball, baseball, and hockey. While it is improving, it's not there yet.
I got a question on that topic. Is there a reason why you guys just don't talk about soccer at all?
Because a lot of people, I mean, listen, we'll talk to you, Mike, because you want to talk about it, but a lot of times when we throw it out there, unless it is really the World Cup or something like that, and USA is in it, or something big time happens with one of the best players, Cristiano Ronaldo, Messi, whatever player might be, then, you know, it's just the interest overall is not there, or it's not really a talking point. While people may watch it, it's not a sports talk radio conversation.
Okay, I got you, man.
Yeah. All so right, again, well, no disrespect to the sport at all.
Yeah.
You got it, Mike. Thanks for the call. I thought about soccer because we know how big it is worldwide. But when it comes to the four major, that's what we focus on because the Phillies, Flyers, Sixers, and Eagles, while we support the union and we want to see them win, we know that the interest is growing, but it's just not there yet. That's all. It'd be unfair for me to ask a question like that. It's not going to win. It's not going to really be in the conversation and be in the enjoyable sport to watch over the other four that are currently here. It's not there yet. 610-632-0975. Maybe it will be at some point. Raheem and Darby joins us on 97.5. Raheem, what's going on, man?
The Ball Divine. What's good, brother?
Heem, what's up, man? What's up with you? What's going on?
It's been a while. How are you?
Oh, it's been a while, man. I've been good. How about yourself?
I can't complain. It's a good show we got going tonight.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
My best, I'm going to start off with that. I ain't hear nobody say. I don't think it's my biggest one, but I ain't hear nobody bring up Jerome McDougal.
Interesting. Yeah, okay. He was a high draft pick, and they even traded up for him.
Yeah.
Yep.
I thought he was going to be a Brandon Graham type for us. You know what I mean? Especially how he kind of started out a little good, then just rolled back a whole lot, though. Brandon Graham wasn't all that great at first. But we see what he is now. But.
And the tough part was McDougal. It's a lot of things, right? Getting shot and his life he almost lost his life. And then he had to fight back, but he just could never get there.
Yeah,
it's tough,
you're right.
Tough story.
I think the NFL is on its last leg. Well, I can't say its last leg, but the NBA is going to surpass it because of the rule they just implemented. But it's not just this one. It's over the years, all the rules they have been putting into favor the offense. Where you have a lot of fans like me who grew up playing football, but you knew you was on the defensive side. You wanted, that's my niche.
Right.
You know what I mean? So
right.
Looking at it that way, that's just not fair. You changing and completely taking away the game a lot of us grew up watching.
Interesting. So you think the NBA is going to pass him? Okay.
Also, because the NFL don't like personality.
See, and that's one of the things. Heem, that's what I brought up earlier, that the NBA has all these personalities that people can gravitate to. They know who they are. They see them everywhere, right?
I did hear you say that. You're right.
Yep.
You mentioned Garnett when he was in Minnesota. Yeah, I heard you right.
Yeah, and you go to Sacramento. Chris Webber out there in Sacramento. DeMarcus Cousins, while he's in Sacramento. All these places like that that aren't really hotbed sports places, you would think. But in basketball, they market them the right way, and they're visible, and you get a chance to know who they are.
Yeah,
and
they allow them to be themselves.
Yeah, and in basketball, as much as we like certain players in college and they stay longer, we kind of know them a little more than we do football players when they come out of high school and even college.
Yeah, you're right.
Yep. Hey, Heem, thanks for the call. You know
LeBron,
what, man?
You don't got no more tickets?
Yeah, I was about to put you on hold, man.
Oh, thank God.
I will see you on Saturday, man.
You know I'm going to search for you, brother.
Oh, you better find me, man. You better find me. We're going to have a problem. You know that. All right, bro. I'll talk to you on Saturday, man. Hang on. 610-632-0975. Ryan in Uptown joins us on 97.5. Ryan.
Hey, what's going on?
What's happening, man?
Hey, man, first time listener, first time caller. You know, I just started listening to y'all last night. You know, y'all got me hooked.
Oh, thank you, man. I appreciate that. Love it. Love it. Welcome.
I just wanted to make a point about the lowering the head stuff. I honestly think I have a completely different opinion than everybody else about how I think this is going to go.
Okay.
I honestly think it's going to make the game a little bit more exciting offensively in terms of if you like high scoring and explosive offenses, because you got to think about, like, imagine you got Leonard Fournette in the open field. You got a safety one-on-one with him. You asking that safety to stand straight up or look straight up and keep his head up to try to tackle him.
Okay.
If he's putting his head down with a full head of steam, you know, 9 times out of 10, that safety getting ran through like this. So I think we're going to see a lot of explosive plays because of missed tackles because of this rule.
Now, here's the thing.
I think that'll make it a little more exciting.
Here's the thing, Ryan. While you bring up a great point, what about the rule where the runner can't do that? And which side are they going to go to? Because we've already seen in an Eagles game where they sided with the runner and not the defender when they both lowered their heads.
Oh, yeah, that I didn't know. I thought they were just doing it on defenders. I didn't even know they were.
Oh, no, a couple of years ago. You don't remember a couple of years ago where they implemented that rule that if the runner lowers his head, it's going to be a problem. We were like, well, wait a minute. Running backs have to lower their head to try to brace themselves for the contact. Have to.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It just, see, again, they're coming up with these weird rules, man. Ryan, welcome, man. Thanks for the call, man. Really appreciate it. They come up with these weird rules, and we know the safety aspect of it, but you're also taking away the enjoyable part. Now, but Ryan did may bring up a good point. If they do allow the runner, the offensive player, to lower his head and do what they need to do to gain that momentum and all that stuff, right? There are going to be missed tackles. There are. You think you're going to stand up and take on Leonard Fournette head on and arm tackle him? Not going to happen. It's not. Not at all. 610-632-0975. So that might give you some more points. But a lot of people like defense too. We here in this area, we love defense. Let's go to Nikki in Sicklerville joining us on the Fanatic. Hey, Nick.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. So, you know, I'm on the younger side. I'm 21. So I really feel like the NBA has it on lock right now in terms of weeks. But definitely, definitely my favorite moment watching the NBA was 2012 NBA Finals, Game 6. Chris Bosh gets the rebound and gets it out to Ray Allen.
Oh, that was your favorite moment? That was one of my worst moments because I wanted the Spurs to win and beat the Heat.
Jeez.
Yeah. And I still, they won next year, the San Antonio Spurs, so Greg Popovich is kind of off the hook, but not really. He should have never taken Tim Duncan out of that game. That's why they didn't get the rebound. Chris Bosh got that rebound, kicked it out to Ray Allen. First of all, Nicky, Ray Allen walked. Yeah. He traveled on that catch and shoot. he traveled. He shuffled his feet. Everything. He just took that step back and shuffled his feet. I was so upset.
All right.
I was so upset, Nick. I really was. I really was. Nick, you coming to this fan fest with us this weekend? Huh? Oh, she's not there. We tried to give her some fan fest tickets, but she wasn't there. Sorry, Nick. Ray Allen walked.
I agree.
He traveled. No, he did.
No, he did. I agree.
Yes, he caught it, took the step back, dribbled, and then shuffled his feet again.
It's one of those things that slipped by. I'll leave it at that. I'm about to get heated up in here, man. Let me relax.
Well, what about the rebound? Oh, no, how about this? First of all, remember, LeBron James missed the first three. They got the offensive rebound, and then he made the three again. I mean, he made the next attempt to make the three. They got two offensive rebounds. Two. And Kawhi Leonard missed a free throw, by the way.
But Kawhi played a big game that day.
No, he was fantastic, but he missed a free throw.
He did. And then Tim Duncan also missed a crucial layup in there somewhere.
That was in game seven.
That was game seven?
That was game seven. Yes. Because it was always one of those Tim Duncan's quick, boom, boom, shimmy, toss up. He was, remember, when he came back down the floor, he smacked the floor because he was so mad at himself that he missed one of his signature shots.
Right, I remember that now.
Yep.
Ray Allen
traveled. They shouldn't have taken Tim Duncan out of the game. Chris Bosh for that offensive rebound. I'm so mad about that.
It was around that time when I started to realize how great of a player Kawhi Leonard was going to be, too.
Yeah.
I saw it coming.
Game one, he was awful.
Then
he took over. And Danny Green couldn't miss. He had like 20 threes in his series. He was going to win MVP because he made all those threes. And then he changed the defense and he couldn't hit a shot in game six. Oh, it's crazy.
Danny Green was,
now you got me going.
Lights out from everywhere. I remember that.
Now we're going. For the guy who called and said, tell Devon to stop talking basketball. Now you got me going, guy. 610-632-0975. I still got to get to the point that Jay wanted to talk about from West Philly about the Sixers wings. We'll get to that. But we're going to Spider in South Philly after we tell everybody that I'm Devon Givens. It's 97.5 The Fanatic. We're here with you until 9. Joe Torty from 9 to midnight. Get in on the phones. 610-632-0975. What do you enjoy watching the most overall? Your overall most enjoyable experience watching sports? NFL is trying to take people away with this helmet thing. People say they're going to stop watching it. I don't believe it, but if that's the case, what is your most enjoyable experience right now in watching sports? Sixers, well, NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL. All right? Okay, 610-632-0975. And a bus because Marcus Smith got cut and he's from Philadelphia draft pick. Let's go to Spider in South Philly on 97.5. Spider, what's up?
I'm good. What's going on, bro?
What's going on, man?
I'm all right, man. My bus is Larry Hughes, bro.
See? He's getting the most votes. But are you going Dirk or Paul Pierce, though? At the time, Dirk. You were probably saying Paul Pierce because you didn't know about Dirk.
No, I like Dirk.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
I'm going to say Dirk.
I'll take you at your word.
Guy.
All right.
Now, as far as like the football thing, man, I just called the other day. I was talking to y'all about that. Is messing the game up. Let me ask you a question. When you started watching football, what was one of the things that made you start watching football?
Hitting.
Exactly. Them highlight reels. You see them hits. You see that. You're not seeing that no more these days.
When was the last time we saw the broadcast shows, the sports, the NFL shows where they show the big hits anymore? Remember?
I can't remember.
Remember they used to have his segments jacked up a couple of years ago?
Yeah.
Yep.
And those with all the highlight reels, you just see the big hits happening. And you see guys getting damn near the head taken off. But like I was saying the other day, man, like they just need it. This is a violent sport. And like what the other guy was just saying, people are going to be whiffing on tackles. A lot of guys are not going to be making the hits because they're going to be scared to get the penalty.
Right.
So it's going to be stuff like that. And that right there messes the game up, bro. I like defensive games. I mean, if you're going to score, it's because your team is better than our defense, not because somebody's scared to make a tackle and now you just running down the sideline or something. Like, they're going to ruin the game with all these little dumb fouls. And then they make them, then they call them bad calls. Like, a lot of these hits, they say helmet hits, There haven't been helmet hits, man. They just overreacted.
Yeah, they've been shoulder hits. They just, but again,
exactly.
Spider, they lower the head, so they're going to call it, but they're doing it right.
The they're using the,
I know, man. Oh, man, it's too crazy. It is too crazy.
And, real fast. Devon, yeah. I want to say something real fast, bro. Ray Allen didn't walk, my man.
Yo, stop. See, Spider. We're
Jesus
done.
Shuttleworth, baby.
No, yeah, Jesus Shuttleworth. Jesus walks on water. He walked that time. Stop it, Spider. Thanks for the call, man. Get out of here. 610-632-0975. Watch the replay. Everybody go watch that. It's real fast. YouTube, just look up Ray Allen three-pointer 2012 against the Spurs when he hit that shot. He traveled. 610-632-0975. Stop it, Spider. Stop it. You heard me and Benny talking about this. Come on. Come on. Mike on Twitter, at Coach Edwards, 69, says, hitting you from my bus real fast. Was going to give you Larry Hughes, but Sean Bradley was the worst of all time. Mike, that was mine too. Not ready, not good enough. He did not work out. And he got Space Jam because his agent was Jordan's agent, who is David Falk, fame agent, and he was a young player hoping for stardom. Okay, good one. At Louis Cash, King Louis 29. Mine is Evan Turner. You missed out on Cousins. Paul George, shaking my head. But I heard the only reason Bradley was in the mood because he shared an agent with MJ. So, of course, that's what he just said. He and Mike, that Stan from Brew Mall jumping in, talking about David Falk. David Falk got him in the movie. David Falk got him drafted at number 2. And Jimmy Lynam bought it. Penny Hardaway or Chris Webber should have been a Sixer. 610-632-0975. Chris in Williamstown is on 97.5. Next, what's up, Chris?
Hey, how you doing?
What's going on, man? How you doing?
My bus is related to draft day. Roy Henson.
We talked about it earlier with someone. Go ahead, lay it out.
It basically kept the whole franchise. It killed the franchise.
It threw it off, man. You had Brad Daugherty in your pocket. You trade him, and then you trade Moses, and you get Jeff Rulin, and you think because you got Jeff Rulin and Henson and all that stuff that you're going to be good. But instead, you could have had Brad Daugherty and Barkley and did some other things thereafter to make it work.
I'll never forget that year's All-Star game. The announcer goes, Philadelphia, you realize this, that your front court, that was, because that year it was Moses, Charles, and Doherty were on the floor at the same time at the All-Star game.
Oh, yeah. In the All-Star game, 3 Sixers, or at least 2 of them could have been Sixers.
But Bradley story. They sent Kareem Abdul-Jabbar to go work with him. On the Skyhook in the off season.
Yeah.
So Kareem goes to his house and he's going to work out with him. And he goes, all right, come on. Where's your basketball? He's like, nah, I ain't got one.
What?
He didn't have a basketball
in
the
home?
His house.
In his house?
In his house.
But he had a court, but no ball.
With no ball.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, man. But that's not worse than Harold Katz working out Brad Daugherty and saying, yeah, he's not tough enough. right, Chris?
Or because Roy Henson always
destroyed the Sixers.
That's why he wanted him.
God, just terrible, Chris. Right. Great call, man. 610-632-0975. Appreciate that, man. Good. It's funny, we talk about these busts, and I know we've talked about this in the past with draft busts and things of that nature, but it was just different because Marcus Smith cut by the Seattle Seahawks, and we know he was let go by the Eagles, et cetera, et cetera. But going way back now, when you bring up that particular trade, Daugherty, Roy Henson, and Barkley comes on Mike's show quite a bit and talks about it. Just absurd. 610-632-0975. But good flashback, especially when we start talking about Ray Allen traveling. Ray Allen travel. Oh, at Richard MCL Hat 1. Sizzle says, Charles Shackelford, nothing left to say. Barkley wanted Shaq. And he said it on Mike Missanelli's show plenty of times when he would visit for the entire day. Said, I wanted Shaq. They gave me Charles Shackelford. The 8 o'clock hour is brought to you by Club Risqué, the Delaware Valley's premier gentlemen's club with three locations in Philly, Bristol, and Northeast Philadelphia. For more information, just visit clubrisqué.com. You can reach us on the other side, 610-632-0975. We got to tell you about Fan Fest and a lot of things that have been added. Plus, we know about Ben Simmons. We'll let you know about that right here on The Fanatic.
You're listening to 97.5, The Fanatic. Fanatic Fan Fest is now less than 1 week away. Do you have tickets? If not, stay tuned to The Fanatic for upcoming online ticket raids. And head to 975thefanatic.com to see where the next on-site ticket raid location will be. Hooters Bikini Beach. Fans, beer, food, exotic cars, interactive activities, Super Bowl champion Brent Celek, and NBA Rookie of the Year Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons brought to us by Coors Light, the official partner of the Philadelphia 76ers. Fanatic Fan Fest, presented by the Tropicana Atlantic City, Saturday, August 25th, from Xfinity Live.
Hey, Philadelphia. GEICO presents need-to-know information, because you have to draw the line between what you need to know and what you don't.
When I know I'll see different people all day, I'll wear the same outfit 2 days in a row.
See, didn't need to know that. But when it comes to insurance, the more you know, the better. Like knowing GEICO is the second largest auto insurer in the country. Plus, they've been around for over 75 years and have a 97% customer satisfaction rating.
Whenever I say, this is fun, what I mean is, this is awkward and I don't know how to express my feelings.
Again, not really needed. But knowing GEICO offers more than just car insurance is important, like motorcycle, RV, and boat insurance. And the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you insure your home, apartment, and condo.
I've eaten more cookie dough in my life than baked cookies.
And not needed. But you should know local agents in your area could help you find even more savings with GEICO, like military or federal discounts. And GEICO offers emergency roadside service. Switching insurance is an important decision. You can never know too much about it. So, Philadelphia, contact GEICO online, over the phone, or at your local office for all the information you really need.
The Ram Summer Clearance Event is here, and it's time to get to work. But you understand that hard work is about more than building something from wood or bricks. It's about building a reputation. Something that the all-new 2019 Ram 1500 prides itself on, too. With available premium leather and real wood accents and the largest available touchscreen in its class. Surround yourself with the things that are worthy of your reputation. Ram. Built to serve. During 10 days to deal, well-qualified current lessees of competitive vehicles get a low-mileage lease on the 2018 Ram 1500 Express Quad Cab 4x4 with a V6 engine for $119 a month for 24 months with $2,999 due at signing. Tax, title, license extra. Hurry to the 10 days to deal event today. Class based on light-duty pickups. Call 1-877-RAM-5722 for details. Requires dealer contribution to lease through Chrysler Capital. Excludes all other FCA vehicles. 25-cent charge for each mile over 20,000. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 8/20. Ram is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Is your car full of ash holes? Couch got a bunch of ash holes on it? Be done with all the ash holes in your life. Stop smoking. Start vaping. Gorilla Vapes of South Philly is now open. Located just off 76, minutes from the stadiums. Gorilla Vapes' friendly staff will show you the best in electronic cigarette hardware, e-liquid, accessories, mods, and advanced vaporizers. Whether you've never tried vaping before or you've been vaping for years, come try Gorilla Vapes of South Philly and let the staff help you with all your vaping needs. Gorilla Vapes of South Philly. 1900 Vare Avenue, Philadelphia.
Dreaming of summer vacation or a home renovation? Now is the time to take advantage of a Citadel Home Equity line of credit. Enjoy low introductory rates, generous limits, and flexible terms. Access the money you need when you need it. Learn how you can minimize your payments and maximize your dreams with a Citadel Home Equity line of credit. Visit Citadel online at citadelbanking.com/home equity. That's citadelbanking.com/home equity or stop by a Citadel branch. Citadel, banking with one focus. You, equal housing lender, offers subject to credit approval.
Hey guys, it's Natalie from 97.5 The Fanatic. Family and Company Jewelers is at it again this year, offering Fanatic listeners the chance to win $2,500 toward a Fantasy Viraggio engagement ring for your fantasy girl. Go to the contest page on 97.5thefanatic.com to enter, and don't forget to stop by their booth at FanFest on August 25th for a chance to play me in cornhole and win some great prizes. Family and Company Jewelers on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey, and online at familyjewelers.com, South Jersey's largest diamond destination.
Everyone wants their car to stop on a dime. I'm Tom Bellish, Regional Vice President for Pep Boys. And it makes sense to choose us for your new brakes. We use top-stopping Wagner premium parts. We'll save you that dime you want to stop on, plus another $999, and that makes a whole lot of sense.
The Pep Boys pros will save you up to $60 on a Wagner premium brake service and pay with a Pep Boys credit card to save up to $40 more. Now that's a price break. Hurry. Ends August 26th only at Pep Boys. Offer after mail-in rebate, credit application and approval. See restrictions at pepboys.com.
At AutoZone, helping you get more done is what we do best. Like with the AutoZone Rewards Program, you'll earn a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more 5 times. It's just one more way to get more done. And right now, you can get a great deal on spark plugs for improved engine performance and fuel economy. Visit any of our 5,500 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Grainger stands for safety, and they know what safety stands for. S, safety. A, all about safety. F, feeling good about safety. E, extreme safety. T, talking about safety. Y, you guessed it, safety. First aid kits, eyewash stations, fire protection, you name it. For over 90 years, they've been helping to keep facilities safe and people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your BACK. Call or click Grainger.com to see for yourself. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Sports Talk for Lansdale and all of Montgomery County. 97.5. The Fanatic.
See, now people are starting to get me. Me and Joe Torre just watched a video with Ray Allen. Okay? Right, left, right. Caught it with one hand inside the three-point line. Right hand. Took the step back. Left foot. Still in right hand. Gathers as he's taking the right foot back again behind the three-point line to make sure he's back there. Fires it away. Stop it, Sean. S.H. Harvey, 53 on Twitter. Stop it. Come on, G. Greg, at GM Rob 22. Yes, he did. Huh. We had to pull that one out there in terms of the video. We had everything. We looked at, we had the microscopes in here, the telescopes, all kinds of scopes, any scopes you want. We had them all.
Oh, that was terrible.
And Benny, too. 610-632-0975. Got me hype. Oh, man, because I wanted the Spurs to win that year. Come on.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Jay. Let's go to Dame in University City on 97.5. What's up, Dame?
Hey, how you doing, man?
Oh, man, I'm getting fired up now. People telling me Ray Allen didn't walk.
So, you know, to this new rule in the NFL, you know, a lot of people say they think that one of the biggest things going to take from the game is, like, the excitement or, like, the big hits. That's a problem. But I think the biggest problem with the new rule is that you're going to see a big new form of injuries. Instead of the concussions now, you're going to start seeing a lot of ACL tears, MCL tears. Because a lot of guys are going to start just taking out the knees automatically now because they feel like they can't make that big hit up top where you knock the man head back, you know?
Uh-huh.
So a lot of these big guys, you usually only see the big guys like Gronk and, you know, Jimmy Graham. They get load on. Now you're going to see guys like Odell Beckham. You know, guys is not even that physically bigger than everybody else, but because of the new place of the rules, you got to go low. And now you got to get lower than the other player because if your helmet even touched the offensive player, it seemed like they won't throw the flag.
Yeah, and that's the thing we've all been talking about with people really, Dame. That's exactly what they're going to do. If you even touch them with the helmet, even if you didn't intend on doing it, just because of the new rule and the safety that they're trying to make sure that they implore throughout the entire league, they're going to throw it, man. And it's going to be a lot of questionable stuff. You're going to have maybe coaches get thrown out, players getting thrown out because they're going to argue that call. It's going to be tough.
And as far as bus, the bus that we were talking about, you know, I'm only 22 years old, so I want to take it like a little different angle. Instead of going in the past, I want to predict a future bus because, you know, I feel like it's a few things that can make you a bus. And I feel like the two biggest things is people that are picked high with high expectations that are bus, and people that are picked to replace someone who has done a lot of good for that team or in the league. Like, imagine if DeAndre Hopkins couldn't replace Andre Johnson. And, you know, we got a guy on the team by now, Pumphrey.
Yeah.
And, you know, he wasn't the highest pick there was, but it's more about the person that he was brought in to replace. You know, Darren Sproles has been great to every team that he's been on, and he's probably going to be a Hall of Famer based off his numbers. And now since he got two Super Bowl rings now,
uh-huh.
That's what he does.
Uh-huh.
So I feel like Huntley is the future bust to look at, because right now he's supposed to be able to do what Sproles can do, but he can't even get on the field.
But are you going to say that for a fourth round pick? That's the only thing.
Like I said, it's too.
I got
it's
you. Another, I hear
another
you.
Another way you can become a bust. You know,
I hear you.
He might not be looked at as a bust as far as around the world, like how, you know, Marcus Smith was, because he was a first round pick. But as far as for the city of Philadelphia, and we knew that he was brought here to replace Darren Sproles.
I got you.
And remember when they brought him in, he was kind of running the same plays, the same kind of routes that Darren Sproles ran, and he can't do too much right now.
I got
so as
you.
As far as the city, I think he'll be looked at as a bust amongst the city.
Got you, Dame. Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. Interesting way to look at it. I wouldn't think of anything, to be perfectly honest with you, with Donnell Pumphrey, but the way you broke it down, I understand what you're saying. 610-632-0975. Can't get on the field. Let's see if we see him on Thursday night. I don't know. At R. Delgado, Robbie, 0523. At R. Delgado, 0523. Rob says, John Harris is my bust. Ray Rhodes called him the next Too Tall Jones. Mel Kiper went to a commercial break and he had no notes on him. So that's, you know, sometimes that works out in the favor of the player where he comes out and he actually earns his keep in the league. But in that case with John Harris, yeah, they really did reach. Really did. There's nothing better. This is from Jamal at Cutthroat Incorporation 29, INC. There's nothing better than college football Saturday from noon to midnight. Worst 76ers pick, Leon Wood. Could have had John Stockton to replace Mo Cheeks. See you at FanFest, my man. Appreciate them all. You could have had John Stockton. Instead, you had Leon Wood, who's officiating games right now. And the best sport in the league right now to watch. 610-632-0975. Let's go back to Elliot in South Philly on 97.5. E, what's going on?
Yo, what's happening, man?
What's going on with you?
All right, so real quick, unquestionably, Sean Bradley was the worst pick
in recent history.
I mean, and the way that I measure a guy is by what he does over the course of his career, one. So I can't really say Larry Hughes, because Larry Hughes probably shouldn't have been picked because Paul Pierce and Dirk were right behind him.
Mm-hmm.
But for what they were looking for,
you
that
knew
wasn't
what they were looking
bad.
For.
Right. They just didn't develop them. They just didn't do it right. And Larry Hughes went and played in the finals and became a productive player.
Yeah, he had his best years were with Washington and Cleveland.
Yes.
And was a very good player. Like I said, I liked him coming out of St. Louis, but I also understood that Paul Pierce is probably the better overall pick, and you should not take Paul Pierce because Tim Thomas is at the small forward position.
I agree with that. I agree with everything that you're saying. I mean, but it's just the latter. All I'm saying is the latter, and that was, you had a specific thing in mind, you drafted to that thing, and then you just didn't develop the player. And the player became a productive player.
Yeah, but here's the other thing to another counter, E, is you can't do that when the guy falls to you from being the top five pick in Paul Pierce, and you already know what he is about, because both fit, to be perfectly honest with you.
Yeah, both would have worked at that point.
Yeah, fair enough.
But now, do you look at Sean Bradley? I mean, and listen, I'm biased to Roy Henson. Roy Henson taught me my post game at the Sixers camp out in East Stroudsburg back in the late, mid-80s, whenever he got drafted. I was about 12 years old. Bob Salmi ran the camp. Matt
Foucault
and Billy Lyman were there.
I like Bob
Roy
Salmi.
Henson was a counselor in the camp. So I'm biased to him. But what did Sean Bradley ever do in the league except be a highlight on ESPN of dudes that didn't stay in the league dunking on?
Or Tracy McGrady with the best one of all.
What about Ed O'Bannon? And he ain't
gonna
nobody touch Sean Bradley.
Oh, that was a good one. Yes, Ed O'Bannon on Sean Bradley. You're right. That was a great one.
On top of that, let's just look at that draft board. Chris Webber, Penny Hardaway, Rodney Rogers, Jamal Mashburn, and J.R. Ryder were all there.
Mash was the man, too.
And they took the sideshow.
Yeah. Because he was 7'6".
Right.
Yo.
Real quick, just going to this NFL thing. I think what's going on in the NFL is a social political thing. I mean, I have a hard time watching. I was never a football guy, but I mean, I grew up in down in South Philly, so when the Eagles were winning, I would always watch. I have a hard time with them right now because I think that NFL owners think that we're all just stupid. they're trying to protect their business. I don't have a problem with any man trying to do that. But when you talk to me about player safety on one hand, and then you have these silly rules that are just going to lead to other injuries on the other hand, you got to realize this CTE suit was the biggest suit in sport in American sports history. That just happened a couple of years ago. And they settled. The owners settled with that class action. So, you know, and first from that, what you want. And then secondly, this whole protest thing. I mean, it's just completely out of hand, man. They're way overreaching and they're bullies. And I think that they and our owners think that the rest of us are stupid. And you know, I got to give it to them. They own two nights out of the week for 6 months out of the year. So it behooves them to protect their interests.
No.
But,
yeah, you're absolutely right. Listen, E, thanks for the call, man. Really appreciate it. That was it's a good call. It was a good call. And a lot of breakdown in his thoughts on, obviously, the CTE thing and how big that is and the biggest lawsuit in American sports. You're absolutely right. And we do want to, and we've lost so many great players, great people when we think of Andre Waters here locally, Junior Seau, nationally, when you talk about just losing players. You never want to do that. And obviously some of it has to do with, well, a lot of it in these two cases has to do with the brain issue. And you never want to see anybody, because it affects families. And we have our attachment as football fans and watching these players every Sunday, but they have families and it's a devastating thing. So while we understand the helmet rule for what they're trying to do and all of that, the watching part of it is the tough thing. 610-632-0975. Joe, John, hang tight, man. We're going to get you guys on the other side. That's our final segment before we hand things over to Joe Torti right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
This is 97.5 The Fanatic. So, you're planning on coming to FanFest this Saturday, and you're looking for an incentive to get there early. Will $50,000 and an MVP meet and greet with Ben Simmons motivate you?
You're damn right.
Thought so. Get to FanFest early this Saturday because the first 900 people in line before the doors open at 1 p.m. will have a chance at winning $50,000.
Brought to you by Tony Roni's Pizza.
And you'll also get a chance to meet and grab a pick with the NBA Rookie of the Year, Ben Simmons. Don't have tickets yet? Listen all day this week to score your pair of tickets. Fanatic FanFest this Saturday, August 25th at Xfinity Live.
Morning, bud. How are you?
Can I ask you to go easy on the bumps this morning? A little uncomfortable today. Guess you could say I have a real pain in the
hemorrhoid problems, huh? You been checked out?
No, I'm just hoping it'll go away.
Look, I know it's tough to talk about this stuff, but at your age, you need to take a closer look at the problem. Me, my dad, and my sisters have all experienced the pain in the and we all spent some time with the fanny doctor.
The who?
Dr. Lowell Meyerson. We think he's great. Everything you need to know is on fannydoctor.com.
I'm Dr. Lowell Meyerson, the only board-certified proctologist in Pennsylvania. I perform state-of-the-art procedures to treat your hemorrhoids, pain, and bleeding. I can help you to prevent colon cancer. Very often, patients' problems can be eliminated with simple procedures that I perform right in my office. Call me today at 215-379-0444 to schedule a personal appointment and visit my website, fannydoctor.com.
If your end zone is in the red zone, call Dr. Lowell Meyerson DL at 215-379-0444.
Hey, this is Anthony Gargano for Tropicana Atlantic City, the presenting sponsor for FanFest this Saturday. That's right. Be sure to stop by the Tropicana tent. You can win great prizes, including an overnight stay package. We'll be giving away tickets to upcoming shows every hour. See for yourself everything the Tropicana has to offer. It's amazing. You got the new Cabana 5 bar and pool deck at the Chelsea Tower. Outrageous. AC's hottest spot to lounge poolside. Fanatic Fan Fest presented by Tropicana Atlantic City. Visit Tropicana.net. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
For over 140 years, Univest has partnered in our local business community's development, growth, and helped share their vision. And we've never forgotten the values and principles that have shaped us. Building personal relationships, individualized customer service, and a willingness to listen. Add local decision-making and integrated financial solutions, and it's a very difficult combination to beat. One we look forward to sharing with you. Univest Banking Insurance and Investments. Financial solutions for your business.
Gary Cobb for Experimac of Cherry Hill with a back-to-school message for all parents. Experimac of Cherry Hill sells pre-owned laptops, desktops, iPhones, and iPads for up to 60% off the original price. All products come with a one-year warranty, so you can be confident with your purchase. Why buy your kids' new Apple products when pre-owned are just as good? I'm an Experimac customer. You can be, too. It's simple. Keyword search Experimac Cherry Hill. All the details are on their website.
North Shore Bar and Kitchen in North Wildwood is hosting a legendary football pep rally on Friday, August 24th. Don't miss out. Join Harry Mays and myself, Jason Bertitas, for a live broadcast, then stay for a pep rally with football legends Ron Jaworski and Trey Thomas. Get ready for another world champion season at North Shore Bar and Kitchen. One lucky person will win an all-inclusive trip for two to see your world champs play in Nashville. Don't miss out on this exciting day. Football legends, food and drink specials, all at North Shore Bar in North Wildwood. Hi, it's Jason Martinez here for Window Nation. It's back to school time. And to help you get educated about Window Nation, they're offering instruction on supply and demand. Beat the fall rush. Window Nation has extra capacity now, so lock in the lowest pricing before the demand goes up. With Window Nation's back to school sale, you get one free window for every one you buy. Wood or vinyl styles, buy four, get four free. Buy eight, get eight free, with no limit. Get an A-plus in savings and receive 0% interest until 2020. That's like a free ride until 2020. Use it towards your kids' books, clothes, backpacks, shoes, or even treat yourself. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. Get one free window for every one you buy. Buy four, get four free. There's no limit. Plus 0% interest until 2020. This is like free money. Do a little homework today. Get your windows installed before the cold arrives and save big during Window Nation's back-to-school sale. Call today at 866-90-NATION. Or visit windownation.com. That's 866-90-NATION or windownation.com and tell them Jason sent you.
Hey, it's Harry Mays here to talk about the fastest growing Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram dealer in the tri-state area. My friends at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Come see why so many South Jersey and Philly buyers are coming to Turnersville for great deals on new Jeeps, Ram pickups, Dodges, and Chryslers at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Now, I was down there, and I'll tell you, wait till you see their huge selection of new Wranglers, Cherokees, Grand Cherokees, and Ram pickup trucks at TurnersvilleJeep.com. And here's what's great. They're just minutes from all the bridges on Route 42 in Turnersville, New Jersey. Or you can check them out at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Go down there and ask for my main man, Ron, at TurnersvilleJeep.com. It'll be worth the trip. This is Harry Mays for TurnersvilleJeep.com, located on Route 42 in Turnersville. Check them out at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Oh, did I say TurnersvilleJeep.com? TurnersvilleJeep.com, located on Route 42 in Turnersville.
Hello?
Get off the phone, Mom.
Your phone is always with you. Download our app and don't miss a minute. 97.5, The Fanatic.
.5, The Fanatic, the vending machine strikes again as it's gotten Benny. Ate him up. They got Sam Wilson earlier with her potato chips. She had to get two chips, bags of chips, and add Benny with the M&Ms. It just happens.
And it's sitting right on. There's a thing of Ruffle chips sitting
there.
No, that's Sam's.
That's her other bag of chips. She had to get two in order for the other one to fall.
And my M&Ms are sitting right on top of it.
Oh man, see, well, see, that's on you though, because you saw it sitting there. Did you think the power of the M&M would just drop over top of the chip?
A little bit. I tried to be crafty.
Yeah, you did.
You said a little more bang for my buck, as they call it.
You saw the science of it. The strength, the weight of the bag of M&Ms was going to fall in that light bag of chips, and you get two for one, right?
Yeah, but it didn't happen.
Oh, man. Well, you just got to go shake the machine. That's all to it. 610-632-0975. You didn't hear that, vending machine people. As we final segment for us here before we hand things off to Joe Torti here, 9 to midnight, right here on the Fanatic, as we go through David on Twitter, at Exel, PATORYZ, says Oliver Stone should do a documentary about that series where we were talking about Ray Allen in the right, left, right. Step back. Three. I agree, Dave. He traveled. Okay? Okay. Sean gets back to me and says, we're just going to have to agree to disagree on that one. All right. Okay. Fair enough. Joe in Southwest Philly is on 97.5. Hey, Joe.
Hey, what's going on, man?
How you feeling?
Good, 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 man. Just a couple points. As far as everybody touched on, who was bad drafts or whatever, but my two would be Sean Bradley and Larry Hughes, only because who was in that draft also. Who you could have had, yeah. That's the only reason why I was...
And that's why, at the top of the show, when we started this, man, and I said for me it was Sean Bradley because Penny Hardaway or Chris Webber should have been a Sixer. And the only reason I say Chris Webber, as everybody knows, is because they were traded. Penny and Webber were traded for one another. So if the same deal was on the table, well, you would have had Webber at that point. Yep. You know what I mean?
Agree.
And then then you follow it up, Joe, and you take Sharone Wright the next year when you already have Clarence Weatherspoon, trying to make him a small forward instead of letting him play the power forward. It's just absurd.
Yeah, it was. I mean, the management was atrocious back then. But anyway, but my thing about the Eagles, I'm not Eagles, but as far
just
as
the NFL thing, overall.
Right. But the one thing I want to say, what it takes away from, the intimidation factor, because when you had linebackers and free safeties, all of them that were able to hit like that, wide receivers and tight ends were afraid depending on who was back there. You know what I mean? So, in other words, they knew if they came across the middle and say Ronnie Lott was there or say Trotter was there, they knew that they were going to get smashed.
Fear.
But now you take away the intimidation factor of the offensive player. Because he's like, well, he can't hit me real hard because he's going to get a penalty. You know what I mean? So that was a factor when you played against a high-powered offense that you would intimidate their offensive weapons. You know what I mean? So now you just take that away from the game.
Yeah. Listen, I agree, man. We all like big hits. We here in Philadelphia like defensive teams. I do, too. I do, too. But we love big hits. We love the defense. All of our favorite players, of course, are defenders here locally. I mean, we talk about Brian Westbrook, Donovan McNabb, and Randall Cunningham, all of those players' jaws. But we also will run off a number of defensive players. Why? Because they hit people hard. They lay these people out. That's what we like, man. And it's a shame that people are being affected health-wise, that they have to now go to these lands. I mean, we want them to be safe, but it's just a shame. And now people are, again, just going to...
I got to tell you one quote that you will never hear again since this new rule came about.
Okay.
For who? For what?
Oh, Ricky Waters, man. Ricky Waters, Joe. Thanks for the call, man. Really appreciate it. Let's go to John and Gladwin next on The Fanatic. Hey, John.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, man.
I got a couple of busts, but let me comment on this helmet-to-helmet stuff. Most people aren't going to agree with me, but I would debate this. 6 years of organized football... I don't remember ever taking a hit or delivering one with a helmet. And a lot of these hits with the helmet are unnecessary. They're really unnecessary. These tackles can be made without spearing a guy with your helmet. In the case of a quarterback, it's never necessary, rarely, to use a helmet to hit a quarterback standing in the pocket. Now, Chuck Bednarik knocked out Frank Gifford and never used his helmet. That was one of the hardest hits in football. Dick Butkus, I never remember him using his helmet, or Bill Berge. They were intimidated by these hits from these players, and they didn't use a helmet. So some of these hits that I've seen in the past are almost out and out assault. They're not necessary. A lot of them are not necessary.
Okay, I mean, okay. Yeah, listen, some of it is the intimidation factor there. Some of them are willing to take a 15-yard penalty in order to send a message, really, if you will, John. So I hear what you're talking about. But then I would say there are more of the ones that they have to do than the ones that I just laid out, where it's a let me send you a message type of deal.
Yeah, well, I mean, a lot of these hits, they can tackle the guy without going helmet to helmet.
Okay, and I think a lot of them do try to avoid that, and they do lead with the shoulder, but they still get the call. John, what you got on
my
bus thing?
The fireman hockey player, Danny Watkins.
Danny Watkins, yep.
And the other one was a guy, when I was a kid, I remember watching this on TV, announcing the Eagles draft pick. He wasn't speculated to be a number one. I don't remember where they drafted him. I think they drafted him pretty high. And the guy comes on, a scout the Eagles had from Alabama or Mississippi down south somewhere. And he comes on, and they said the Philadelphia Eagles drafted Richard Harris. And then the guy comes on and says, Richard Harris is agile, mobile.
Are you talking about John Harris?
Richard Harris.
Oh, Richard Harris. Okay, I had to look that one up. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. I don't know Richard Harris. I know John Harris, defensive end. But maybe there was another Richard Harris. Let's go to Scott and Chalfont to shut us down here tonight before we hand things off to Joe Torti. Scotty.
Hey, I was talking about the biggest bus ever, but not a Philly bus, but an NBA bus.
Okay, go for it.
And the Portland Trail Blazers and Greg Oden.
Yeah, you know why? Because not only the injury, but Kevin Durant turns out to be a top player of all time.
Right, he was drafted in front of Kevin Durant.
Yep.
And then really only played a handful of games in the NBA and just was constantly hurt.
And here's the thing. It may not have necessarily been the wrong pick for what they had, even though Kevin Durant would have worked with Brandon Roy and all that stuff. He was good when he played, but he couldn't stay healthy with the knees and all.
Right, the microfracture.
Yeah, he would have been good, man. He would get those double doubles with those big numbers and all that stuff. He was fantastic, Scott. And unfortunately, the injuries took it away from him. Right now, he's coaching back at Ohio State. I think he's like an assistant or something like that, and trying to play. I think he was trying to play in the Big Three, if I'm not mistaken. But listen, Scott, thanks for the call, man. Really appreciate it. We got to get ready to get out of here. Don't forget, we have some additions to Fan Fest, which again is on Saturday, August 25th. That's in a couple of days. At Xfinity Live, 1-6. The only way to win is here on the Fanatic. Fan Fest is presented by Atlantic City. Experience more this summer at Tropicana Atlantic City. If you are planning on attending Fan Fest this Saturday, you might want to get in line early. Here's why. The first 900 people in line before the doors open at 1 will have a chance to win two things. $50,000 and a VIP meet and greet with Ben Simmons, who will be there and is brought to you by Coors Light, the official partner of the Philadelphia 76ers. Get there early and our Fanatic staff will have all the details. The only chance you have is to get there early. Benny Odita, special thanks to him producing the show. Really had fun hanging out with him tonight, and all the callers, of course, and tweets. Thank you so much. Of course, it's always a fun time talking to you guys. And for me, it's always a fun time listening to my man, Joe Torti, 9 to midnight. He's coming up next. He will carry you until then. I will talk to you tomorrow, 6 o'clock, right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Have a good night.